860, The Answer.
Shining out from the darkness of D.C.
Today, I'm pledging to cut the deficit by half by the end of my first term in office.
You found the bright light of the Black Sphere.
The Black Sphere
with Kevin Jackson.
We're digging a hole and we're digging it deeper.
The Black Sphere Radio Network. Putting an end to identity politics.
Here's Kevin Jackson.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, the person they named this show after. I have no idea why. Anyway, we got lots to discuss today. Tons. I love shows like today because I don't always like to focus on what's happening in the news cycle that moment. I think a lot of times there's a lot of trickeration, and it moves so quickly that we don't always get a chance to dig just a little bit deeper. Before I even get started, I got to tell you guys, I'm so far behind on projects. I really am. And I'm going to reach out to you guys. If you're interested in helping, getting in the game, contact me via the website or send an email to theblacksphere@gmail.com. Help with the project. Get in the game. We can't do this by ourselves. And I'm going to be honest. We are truly overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed with what you guys give to us just by listening to the show. That's a very important first step, responding to our blog post. If I could get everybody that listens to me to daily go look at one of our blogs. And I know it's irritating that the website's got pop-ups and things like that, but that's how we pay the bills. And believe it or not, every now and then you're interested in some of it because the way Google tracks, they know your thoughts. So if you're looking at a bike for your kid, don't be surprised if a pop-up comes up that says, hey, here's a bike for the little Johnny. But go check out the work. That is the least that you can do that helps our cause. Because we are overworked and underfinanced. But we go on. We do this every single day. If I could just videotape what happens in the morning when I get up anywhere from 5 o'clock and go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and rinse and repeat, I think it would blow your mind. I've got, you know, I was up the other morning to do a hit at 5:15 my time to do a hit on Fox and Friends. Now, what time do I have to get up to be fresh and clean and all looking all like I've been, you know, working all day to be, you know, at 5:15 in the morning? I'll give you the answer, 4 a.m. So 4 a.m., I've got to get up, start my day. Get all, you know, gussied up to go on TV. I finish up over there at roughly 5:45. I get home, I get my cup of coffee, and then I start writing on the blog. I start coming up with ideas, meeting with the team, sending out emails of all the things that have to happen, whether it's radio, whether it's the book, whether so it could be my publisher, my PR team, and on, speaking engagements, that PR person, etc. Where am I traveling to? How are the logistics going? And on. And I'm telling you, how we get it done in a day, I have no idea. Because I don't have enough staff to do all of it. Everybody's overworked. But we go on. And what I tell my team, folks, is warriors get weary. Plain and simple. Warriors get weary. I can't imagine what the men who fought the Revolutionary War felt, or those who fought to free black people in the Civil War, or the men who landed on Normandy Beach. I mean, I've seen Saving Private Ryan. They got weary. They never had enough to get it done, but somehow they persevered and it happened. And you know what? We should have evolved. We're smarter. I don't mean smarter than our military men. I mean smarter in terms of how we prosecute a war, how we go to battle. And do you know what? We've learned nothing. We take our best fighters and we underfinance them. We don't give them enough tools. What we say, go make it happen. I watched the movie Flags of Our Fathers recently, a Clint Eastwood film. And I saw yet again what our military went through in order to take Iwo Jima. Now, I went to the Marine Military Academy. There's a big deal, a big replica, if you will, of Iwo Jima on our campus. I won an award where I stood with the colonel, and my plaque is the Iwo Jima, you know, I don't know, I don't call it a replica, but, in the, you know, it's an artist's rendition, if you will, of it. I got the American Legion of Valor, Bronze Cross, highest award given at my school, Iwo Jima standing right behind it. I can only imagine what our generation of pansies would do if they were faced with anything close to what these people have gone through. What the people who landed on Iwo Jima, who, by the way, one of my drill instructors was one of the Marines who did it. The true story of the iconic flag that was placed on Iwo Jima. Not the one you see depicted. That was the second one. The story was a made-for-donation propaganda story that funded the war effort. Everybody said, we cannot continue to fight the Japanese unless we get Americans to give more money to this effort. And those Marines, those kids, they went on top of their mountain, fought their way on top of that mountain, are the reason why I'm on this radio station right now talking to you. Because Americans reached deep and they did it. Let me tell you something. Our work needs no propaganda. You are in a war, folks. You are in a war greater than any war this nation has ever fought, greater than the war fought during the Civil War, brother against brother, because there was 300,000 and change fighting 200,000 and change, and right now it's 60 million fighting 55 million leftists who happen to be the ones in power, who happen to have all of the power structure. They have command and control and communications over us. They own the media. They own the schools. They own the propaganda machine. And they are using your money to finance everything that they do. And you know what I'm asking you to do? I'm saying you better dig in your pockets a little bit deeper and you better fund the war effort that's happening against them. Because let me tell you something, folks. We are not winning. Unlike the other guys who the Marines who planted that flag on top of Iwo Jima, we are not winning. I wish I could deliver you better news. I can tell you, there are insurgent groups who are winning. Groups like mine. There are others. I'm not trying to be self-serving here. And there are some of them, I don't understand why they aren't doing more. I don't understand why they're not being more collaborative. I don't understand why they don't see when somebody else has a better idea. They say, let's promote it. Let's get in behind it. Let's push it forward. Let's put some wind in those sails. Because I would. Our future depends on it. You have a few short months, just over a year, to make this work. And if we don't do it, we're in big trouble. And I'm not trying to be a woe is me about America. The facts are the facts. I ask you again, do you want this generation of kids fighting your battles? I don't. I've seen them. I've seen them in action. I've seen what their causes are. I've seen their passion. Their passion is for themselves. Their passion is for the lies that they've been told. Their passion is not for you and me. Their passion is not for the American way of life, the American spirit. Their passion is not for this country. Wow. So you help out. I mean, look at all the issues we face today. Al Sharpton traipsing up to Cleveland. Why? You think he's going to go up there and solve some problems? Or you think he's going to go up there and propagandize sensationalized demagogue? I think you know the answer to that. You think his boss is gonna not back him up? Barack Obama? Why is he relevant? Why are we still talking about Al Sharpton? There's a question for the ages. He should not be in our lexicon any longer. Folks, we've got a great show for you. I want to talk about a big model that I posted something on. It got a lot of reaction from you guys a while back, and it's worth discussion. Back in a bit.
Feel like the media doesn't want people to hear what you have to say?
Shut up! Will you shut up?
You ought to be Kevin Jackson.
All of us want to make a difference. As veterans, we committed to protect our country. We served and sacrificed for the things that mattered most. Those experiences shaped our lives, even if it isn't always obvious to those around us. And now that we've served, our commitments have taken on a new meaning. We're husbands, wives, parents, friends, and neighbors. But sometimes we still feel alone. We forget that our biggest challenge can be to ask for support when we need it. The Veterans Crisis Line is here for all veterans, service members, and their loved ones. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255. It matters.
Hey, y'all. This is Cedric the Entertainer. You probably know one of the 29 million Americans living with diabetes. I do. My dad has type 2 diabetes. What I didn't know was that diabetes led to nerve damage and burning pain in his feet and hands that causes him great discomfort. A condition called painful diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or diabetic nerve pain. One out of five people with diabetes has this pain, but many don't talk to their doctors about it. They don't think the pain is connected to their diabetes, may fear what the pain means, or try to deal with it alone. But when I saw my dad was finding ways to work around the pain, I knew he had to do something. Step on up. If you have diabetes and burning, shooting pain in your feet or hands, don't suffer in silence. Have a real conversation with your doctor and take a step towards some pain relief. Visit steponup.com to learn more about your symptoms.
The presidential race for 2016 has started early. The hosts on this radio station are all over it. Most voters aren't sure who to back. So we promise in the coming months, you'll hear them on this station, all of them. Find out where they stand. Listen how they handle the tough questions. All of them except Hillary will answer. Hillary doesn't seem so interested in mixing it up here. That's okay. We'll find somebody who is. There's plenty of them. AM 860, The Answer.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 866-546-1955, 866-546-1955.
Genuine and original, two words that describe the Overhead Door Company of Tampa Bay, Tampa's oldest garage door company. This is Paul Porter. Don't be fooled by all those commercials you may see on TV or find on Google offering great big discounts. It's often for a much less than desirable product or service. You should trust a company I've known and been doing business with for over 20 years. You'll find their work from beautiful Bayshore Boulevard to Raymond James Stadium. Look for the red ribbon for the original Overhead Door Company of Tampa Bay. Call 813-885-3667 or visit overheadtampa.com.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Do you know, I recently found this out. There are now just as many overweight people on the planet as there are people who are starving. We've got enough food. It's just a distribution problem. Nobody wants to share. We have to learn how to share. In the United States, we're the biggest offenders. We are the fattest people on the face of the planet in all human history. I'm not sure when we took the lead, but I'm guessing right around the time Popeyes went from spinach to fried chicken. People don't care. They're like, I'll buy two seats on that plane. I don't care. I'm going to keep eating. I don't care. People enjoy being fat. I'll pay the price. Just, I don't care.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. The reason that I wanted to bring this subject up is because we are a nation that is obsessed with certain things. And putting people into boxes is one of the things that we obsess about. As opposed to worrying about if people are happy, you've got people like Michelle Obama who say, no, we've got to look. In order to be healthy, this is the way you need to be. I'll never forget when I met a Navy SEAL buddy. And, he was a friend of a friend. And he was like, Kevin, come meet, you know, my friend. One of my buddies is a Navy SEAL, was introducing me to one of the guys from his buds class. And I see this guy, and he's kind of this cherubic, you know, he's about 5'10". Packing a little bit of extra poundage. My other friend is 6'4". He's a rock. He's a mountain. And this guy was just, you know, kind of like, seriously? I mean, I looked at my friend and go, come on, seriously. Man, were you really in his buzz class? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, went on to tell me his bill and what he was doing. I was like, you've got to be kidding. My point is this. We're all different. All shapes and sizes. You know, why is it that a person who has anorexia looks at themselves or him or herself and says, I'm still too fat? Why is it that somebody who's overweight looks at themselves and says, I'm still too thin? You know, it's a reality that you have in your brain that becomes a bit distorted. And then who are we as society to say, okay, well, this is beauty, this is ugly, this is fat, this is skinny? Half of the people that I grew up with in my family, black women, would have been considered fat by my white friends. Everybody that they seemed to like, I was like, man, that girl needs to get a booty, you know, or needs to get some up top. I felt like all their girlfriends were built like 10-year-old boys. But you know what? A lot of those guys, that's the type of woman they enjoyed or whatever. That's the vision that of beauty that they saw. I'm not hating on them. But as I was, and I'm about to talk about this story that I want to get into, which is about a big size model. As I was thinking about this, I was thinking about how polarized we can become. We can be ideologically opposed to the left on this or that. But man, the amount of stuff that I got back on this story from conservatives was, quite frankly, shocking. It really surprised me at the reaction. And I'm going to preface going into the story by saying the girl who I did see, she does have an interest. Her political ideology, I don't agree with. And being completely honest, I think she's far too heavy to be considered, quote, sexy. But I wanted to bring it up because I wanted this discussion around sort of what we view as beauty. How do we get there? And who are we to deprive her or the general public who may very well like women of that size? Who are we to deprive them of that and to sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say sanctimonious because I don't think that's the way we're becoming. But who are we to say that's not the thing to be viewed as beauty or what have you? And that's what caused me to do the story. And I'm glad I did, because as I said, it really ended up being very interesting in how you guys viewed it. So let me give you the backdrop of who this person is. So here's kind of what I was thinking when I originally wrote this article. And we talked about it a little bit a while back, but I think it's worthy of more discussion. But I said the idea of marketing irks me. It irks me with the conservative movement because we have none. But it irks me when people try to, who are better at it and who do use it, maneuver us into ways and into thinking that close our minds, that make us think in terms of boxes. I understand why marketing exists. You market to your kids. I market to my kids because I don't always want to beat them. So I sell them on a concept by saying, hey, you might consider, and I gently maneuver and all that. And because I understand the concept, I understand the good that can come from it. But I've also seen it used for evil. It's used for evil with the liberals in many cases, not just politically, not just telling us that liberalism or progressivism or Democrats are good and conservatives and Republicans are bad. Not just there, in selling stupid ideas, Obamacare, or, you know, the amount of debt we've been able to amass and so on and so forth. Liberalism is evil. The only way you can sell it is to market it heavily. Conservatism, not marketed at all, which is why I exist and why I've taken over the idea that I'm going to be the marketing department for the conservative movement, whether you like it or not. So when I read the story about this big girl model, as I said earlier, it made me think about the group who tells us what's hip. They tell us what's trendy. They tell us what's a la mode. And they also tell us what isn't. Madison Avenue marketing firms dominated by liberals. And you know what those liberals do? They say, this is beautiful, this is ugly. When I was a kid, dark-skinned black women were hardly ever seen in marketing. Now they've allowed it because we've got this politically correct world. And in some cases, it works out because dark-skinned women can be beautiful. Always have been. That isn't like some new thing. The people who were controlling that message told us otherwise. So these are the people who've defined what's pretty, what's ugly, what's hip, what's not, and they tell us who it is. And you know what? We succumb. We as conservatives, we fall trapped to it. But Madison Avenue has finally decided, you know what? We've got to start catching up to what the world has become. And for the record, I don't have a problem with this. I see a kid with Down syndrome. You know what it makes me do? I smile. I'd love, pardon me, I'd love to see more of those kids in ads, to see them mainstream, not marginalized, not treated as if they're a scourge, as if they're a problem for their parents or whatever, but to showcase their beauty. So, you know, as I mentioned when we talked about this before, and I'm covering it again because I wanted to cover your responses, beauty is everywhere we choose to see it. We'll be back in just a second.
Listening to Kevin Jackson has been known to cause stiffening of the conservative backbone and the need to give spontaneous liberal beatdowns.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Officials say the number of homes ordered evacuated in the southeast Texas city of Wharton due to the rising Colorado River has been reduced to 30 in an area that tends to flood the most. Initially, 300 homes were to be part of a voluntary evacuation. The river is expected to crest at just over 43 feet tomorrow morning. Texas lawmakers have approved legislation that will allow handguns to be carried openly on the streets of the nation's second most populous state. A bill's been sent to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to sign it and reverse a ban dating to the post-Civil War era. Gun owners would still have to get a license to carry a handgun in a visible holster. And local and federal law enforcement officials are launching an investigation into the latest reports of lasers being aimed at airplanes. Five commercial airline pilots reported green lasers were pointed at their planes as they flew over New York and New Jersey. SRN News.
The president once said, "I'm not the emperor." So why is he starting to act like one as we get into the final stage of his presidency? He wants to ignore Congress and do his own nuclear deal with Iran. He wants to ignore Congress and do his own climate change deal with 200 countries. He actually pays more respect to the United Nations than the duly elected members of the Senate and House. Mr. President, please start acting like a president. AM 860, The Answer.
You know that amazing pie at your favorite restaurant? Many of the finest restaurants rely on the Pie Factory, home of Tampa Bay's finest key lime pie, with 35 flavors including strawberry rhubarb, peanut butter fudge swirl, banana cream, and chocolate Oreo bash. And over 12 kinds of cakes, you can enjoy your favorite today. Or try the shepherd's pie, savory crustless quiche, and all-you-can-eat Sunday breakfast. Call the Pie Factory at 727-593-1884 or online at piesflorida.com.
One, two, three. Does this sound like you? Yeah, I know. It was me too until I found my pillow. Now, instead of counting sheep waiting to get to sleep, I just put my head down on the pillow from my pillow and totally comfortable and asleep in no time. No more counting sheep for me. My Pillow's patented three-piece interlocking fill gently cradles my head and neck. It's supportive and maintains its shape, all while being totally machine washable and dryable. If this is you, one, two, three, you need to do what I did and order your pillow from My Pillow. Just call 1-800-875-1996. That's 1-800-875-1996 and use my code word SHEEP. You'll get a special discount and won't be counting sheep anymore. It comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee and has a 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-875-1996 and use the code word SHEEP or visit MyPillow.com.
You're writing a Christian book and you want it published. You also know old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. Want your book in print and on Amazon? Make it happen. Take control and publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. ChristianPublishing.com. Publishing is fast, easy, and affordable with Zulon Press. A division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
AM 860, The Answer. Online at AM860TheAnswer.com.
Partly cloudy skies for this evening. Overnight low tonight, 72. Tomorrow, Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun. A shower or thunderstorm around in the afternoon for both days. High tomorrow, 90. Sunday's high will be 89. Monday, sunshine mixing in with some clouds, a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, and a high 90. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Steve Williams for AM 860, The Answer.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson talking about the big model, big girl model. They call them plus-size models. Her name is Tess Holliday. She signed with Milk Model Management in January, had her first agency shoot on Instagram, showcasing black and white images that were photographed by Catherine Harbor. Tess is 29, and she poses in a T-shirt and briefs, and she is undoubtedly obese. So she says, "So thrilled that I can finally share these images. I shot with @Catherine Harbor in London last month, and this was the result. Thanks to my agent for pushing me out of my comfort zone." We've seen these people that are out there that have been pushed out of their comfort zone. I see them at parks and picnics and sporting events and all kinds of stuff, and I shake my head going, "Seriously? Seriously, Muffin Top? I mean, come on." And I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just saying, know what's flattering to your body. But Tess Holliday is going, "Hey, I'm breaking the trend." She says, "I think if someone doesn't look at an image and feel something, you haven't done your job. Whether it's negative or positive, it should evoke something in them. That's what I've always done with my work. I want to challenge society's perception of beauty and what's acceptable in our industry and the world. There is no one way to be a woman or to be beautiful. We all deserve a place. And I agree with that. And I believe, and I closed off my commentary when I wrote this post by saying I think the conservative movement could use thinking like Tess. We need to set the trend and not continue being what liberals define us to be. That was the notion, the backdrop behind showcasing Tess Holliday. And I got to tell you, you people were relentless. But it was a hodgepodge of different things. Rhonda said, I don't have a problem with whatever someone does with their body. I just don't understand why smokers are penalized on health insurance, but obese people aren't. Obesity costs more money, blah, blah, blah. So for Rhonda, what was interesting, what struck me about her comment was, it wasn't about whether or not Tess was happy or societal norms or anything. It was about, we got to pay for her. Not cool. It was the economic impact of Tess Holliday and others like her. And I thought to myself, okay, studies do show that obese people may cost more. Some people would say they cost less. Maybe they live shorter lives. But it was the economic angle. Craig said she's beautiful, but all that extra weight's not healthy or attractive. So I think what he was trying to say there is her face is very lovely. She's a pretty girl. And as my snarky friends would say, yeah, there's a skinny, pretty girl inside of her waiting to get out. Roxanne said, I don't see what conservatives can learn from glorifying obesity. Roxanne completely misses my point. You know, obesity, whatever you decide you want to think about it, if you think it's ugly, fine. But let me tell you something. There are people on the left who think you're ugly because you think the way you think. You are more grotesque than Tess. And what I'm trying to tell you is this is an opportunity to learn how to open your mind. Karen says, if I were a fashion model, I'd be considered plus size. I'm a size 12. I'm offended she's called a plus size. She's obese and unhealthy. She says, because you find comfort in your skin is not a reason to hold up a bad example as a way to find comfort in being conservative. Speaking with confidence and intelligence is how we obliterate the idiocy of liberalism. Again, she kind of misses the point, but she's dabbling with it. I'll give her credit for that. I'm not saying that she should be holding herself up to a standard and saying, this is the way I am. But what she is comfortable is with who she is. That part, you're not going to argue with me on that. And Shirley says, while I'm no skinny Mimi, this woman would never inspire me to do anything but diet. Kel said, it's simply not healthy, not good for her heart. If health wasn't a concern, I wouldn't care what people look like if they're happy. It's her health. It's not your health. It's not your business. I'm not defending her. I would not, you know, being blunt, I would not date a woman that would not care about her body and would allow it to get to that level. But what I will say is, with respect to her, it's none of my business. And is she happy? She appears to be. Who are we to interfere with that? That's the Constitution. This was one of the most polarizing posts ever for me. We'll get through a few more of these and then we'll move on in a bit.
It's just a prayer for the dying, for the dying.
This is the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
Three personnel carriers
with 16 of us on board.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away
it was an IED. The first vehicle
got wasted. And those guys took
a huge hit.
Then we started taking
sniper fire and RPGs from the hills.
In today's military, women face the same dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But when they come home, women veterans confront a whole different set of challenges, like unique health care issues or not receiving respect or even acknowledgement for serving in harm's way. DAV understands the problems women veterans face, and we can help. Many DAV advisors are female veterans. They've been there, and they're ready to provide expert guidance. DAV fights to get you the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help.
Grandma, read me a story, please.
It breaks my heart to tell my granddaughter no, but I had to give up books last year because of age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. It's an eye disease that can lead to blindness and affects lots of baby boomers like me as we get older. I wish I had known there are ways to help prevent AMD and about the warning signs like blind spots or blurry vision. I regret not seeing my eye doctor sooner because early detection is key to saving your sight, and there are clinically approved treatments for its advanced form. If you think you may have AMD, you're not alone. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD.
Story time just isn't the same without Grandma reading to me.
It just breaks my heart. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS. Don't wait. AMD sure doesn't.
Bill Bennett isn't pleased with GOP leadership in Congress.
The Department of Homeland Security. I mean, this is a mess. It's just awful. There's plenty of blame to go around, by the way. You know, step down Boehner, don't step down Boehner. It's really irrelevant. I mean, unless you just think you can get another leader who could get things better organized. But, you know, Boehner and McConnell just have to have a plan here and stick to it in a sensible way.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America. Weekday mornings at 6, right before Mike Gallagher at 9. On AM 860, The Answer.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Vermost Insurance Agency is here to help you plan for that moment. Vermost Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agency and Dave Ramsey's endorsed local provider for home and auto insurance. Call Vermost Insurance at 727-748-2886. That's 727-748-2886. Or go to our website, www.vermost.com. That's www.vermost.com. Vermost Insurance Agency, your protection and peace of mind is our only business.
Do you have student loans? If you're behind, if you're late, or even if you're in default on your student loans, we can help cut your payments by up to 50, 75, or even 90%. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. No matter how much you owe or how far behind you are on payments, we can fix your student loan problems. Just call 800-643-0718. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Call 800-643-0718. That's 800-643-0718. Again, 800-643-0718.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
I, myself, I'm a pretty adventurous eater. You don't get this physique without taking a few chances. I will eat anything. Just try me. Used to, not so much. I was a vegetarian for the past 3 years until recently. That's not a joke. I know it looks like a joke. Yeah. I'm aware. Fat vegetarian. Good job, idiot. They kicked me out of the club. They're like, dude, this is bad PR. They didn't need me wandering the streets. Go veg! I did. I didn't read the pamphlet properly. I don't know what happened. I tried it because I thought I could lose some weight, and for 3 years, I ate nothing but rice and tofu and veggies and cupcakes and donuts and fried pies and fried cheese and cream cheese and mayonnaise sandwiches, and I couldn't lose any weight, guys. It's a stupid diet. I don't recommend it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to, and we are talking about Tess Holliday, big girl model that signed with Milk, and you know, big agency. And the big issue here is that models of her size, and she's obese, if not morbid obese. And, I don't know the technical terms that make one different than the other, but she is a very large girl. You know, pretty face, but big, curvy body, you know, with lots of mounds, and the type of person, quite frankly, that a lot of people would make fun of. And the reason why I brought this subject up is because I said, you know, we've been sort of lulled into this idea of what beauty is, what's okay. We've been told what's healthy, what's not, etc. I've talked about people who are 45 years old and in decent shape who've died jogging, you know. And then there are big people who have lived, you know, to be the ripe old age of, you know, whatever, beyond the normal life expectancy. And so it got me to thinking of what is, quote, acceptable when it's you defining it, you defining your idea of happy. What makes an anorexic see themselves as too fat? What makes a person like this particular girl, Tess, believe herself to be too thin or whatever? What creates these extremes? And then what creates everything in between? And who's to say who's right and who's wrong? Because we're influenced by it. So I thought it was a great question. I'll give you an example. You could look at a bodybuilder. Have you seen these pictures of these massive bodybuilders? I mean, I've been in the gym with them. And I think to myself, I would never want to look like that. I don't even think it's healthy. Some of the guys that have done this and taken steroids, they die before they're 50. But they look good, right? And then you see these people that are, I got a friend, he was just in my house the other day. His name is Herman. Herman was, he's lost over, I don't know, 60, 70 pounds since I last saw him. He's 82 years old, and he's just starting to diet. He told me, he's 82. He's like, yeah, Kevin, he goes, I said, man, you look like you've lost weight. He's like, yeah, yeah, I just got another 20 to go, and then I'll feel better about myself. I'm like, wow, this is a guy that for years lived 80 pounds or so over what he would be his, what he claims now is his ideal. And he looked better. He's still, you know, big man, but hugely different than when I saw him last. Anyways, here's some of the comments on Tess Holiday. Says, Paula says, gluttons will not inherit the kingdom of God. See, I love it when we, and I don't know if Paula's, I'm presuming she's conservative, and you know, she's obviously religious, bringing up God, but who are we to say who's going to inherit the kingdom of God? See, that's when we get so sanctimonious. I say to myself, shut up. You know, there's more to this woman than just that, because I don't like her politics. But what I do like is the idea that she says, you know what, I'm not going to hide behind my weight any longer. I look at her and I say to myself, you know what? At some point, you should have been thinking, I'm getting too big. It's very difficult to carry that kind of weight around. It does put stresses on your body. But you know what? That's the way I think. If she is used to carrying that weight and she's comfortable, I don't even care. I don't think that's the thing that we should be focusing on. And let me tell you, this is one of these issues that, quite frankly, divided conservatives to a point where I was like, wow, guys, seriously? This is, I can see what our issues are when we aren't allowing people to come into the tent. One person says here, too big, can't be healthy. I'm 40 pounds overweight and struggle. She's got to be 100 pounds overweight. I can't imagine this. One lady, Linda, says this. This is America. She can post whatever she wants. Surely there are people out there who find her attractive. And here's one from Donna that I thought was very interesting. And, you know, it was touching to me. She says, after years of emotional eating. Sorry that everyone can't handle things the way you obviously... Oh, no, she says, I'm fat, sorry. After years of emotional eating. Sorry that everyone can't handle things the way you obviously perfect people do. But I applaud her. She's showing those of us who hide and don't take a chance that we can be beautiful too. Us fat folks can lose weight. You narrow-minded, mean folks are ugly on the inside. Crystal says this, so many hateful comments. It's a good thing y'all aren't famous and on display for the world. Oh, wait, but y'all are all perfect, right? Psst. Get out of here with that bull crap. And she uses a different word. Robert says, what the hell does she model? Circus tents? You know? Debbie says, curvy is fine, but this woman is way too fat, unhealthy, and grossly unattractive. And again, look, I'm not I'm not going to get on here and talk about, oh, that's mean, or you shouldn't say, you know, look, everybody is entitled to their views. But I'll tell you this, other people are touching on the parts of this that I wanted to touch on, which is, how are we so sanctimonious? How are we so, you know, we look at what we objectify, what we say, hey, this is the way I view beauty, or this is the way I view health, or whatever. Who are we to say that? That was my point. My point is, you can't start acting like the left and not recognize it. You've been lulled into believing one thing. Now, I'm prone to it as well. I see the health aspects of it. I see all these other things from my personal perspective. But there's a side of me that steps out of my body and says, you know what? None of my business. Maybe that's the libertarian side of this particular Republican, but I still remain the person who put Republic in Republican. Folks, got to take a short break. Back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson, your go-to guy for the zombie apocalypse.
Liberals love to put zombies in charge of other zombies, and that's why Marion Barry's a success story for D.C.
This is the Black Sphere Radio Network.
My name's Michaela. I joined the Army at 17. When I got back from Iraq a few years ago, I became pregnant and ended up homeless.
No veteran should ever face homelessness. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working hard to end veteran homelessness by the end of 2015. VA offers programs to help eligible veterans stay healthy, find a job, and secure or maintain safe, stable housing. With a simple call to 877-424-3838, specialists can connect veterans to the services and support they have earned, regardless of their branch or era of service.
My life works now. I got help from VA, and now I'm on a mission to share these resources.
VA is here to help. If you or a veteran you know is homeless or at immediate risk of becoming homeless, call 877-424-3838 or chat online at va.gov/homeless.
Look around you. Think of all the people you know. According to a study by Pew Research, 1 in 5 people say that they've used a dating website or app to find Mr. or Mrs. Right. In fact, it's the way that people meet now. But human nature is about looking our best. And within those online dating profiles are little white lies about a person's age, weight, height, likes, income, religion, and more that are there for short-term gain only. I mean, once you get to really know a person, he or she will ultimately see and know the true you. As it turns out, these short-term gains are adding up to something else other than a bunch of likes and swipes of an online photo. Cases of sexually transmitted diseases, gonorrhea, syphilis, and HIV are way up because, as the health department says, people are using social media to arrange casual and anonymous sexual encounters. So before you like, swipe, and hook up, use your common sense. Practice safe sex. What happens on the internet doesn't stay only on the internet. And like the internet, once it's there, it's really hard to get rid of for good. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's Komando. I want to take a few seconds here on the Kim Komando Show to talk about real breakthrough technology and convenience. Whether your business or organization is big or small, sometimes you need to meet face-to-face. Over the years, all kinds of online software has popped up, but there were problems. Before you could have a meeting, everyone had to download a software viewer, and then everyone had to install it, and then everyone hoped it would work. Usually, someone's did it. Now there's JoinMe, the online meeting app that's simply bulletproof. No downloads, no installation. JoinMe starts in seconds. Best of all, it just works. No tinkering, no adjusting. A JoinMe meeting can be planned in advance or completely impromptu. Set up and running with all parties in seconds. And the only training you'll need for a JoinMe meeting is to simply click the mouse button. Try JoinMe and you'll be as excited as I am. Take the free tour. In fact, try it for free right now. Join.me/commando. That's join.me/KOMANDO.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJ Radio is what you're listening to. Talking about fat, obesity, big girl model, plus size model. Comments you guys made, plus size, are you kidding? That's morbidly obese. That's the way my doctors would define it. That's what one person said. You know, and just the comments were amazing to me at what people thought. You know, they said there's nothing healthy about this woman's physique, but her self-acceptance is a plus. You know, we talk about her health in terms of the physical health. We look at Tess. I'm talking about Tess Holliday, big girl. To call her plus size is crazy. She's huge. And she's modeling now. She got a contract with a major agency, and it was a big deal. It's kind of like, I guess, you know, the coming out of gays or something, you know, the coming out of the big girl. And, you know, everybody's discussing this from the standpoint of her physical health. Hey, that's just not healthy. She, you know, like, she's going to try to run the 100-yard dash or something. You know, she's modeling. She's, you know, what's interesting is I haven't heard anybody talk about the self-esteem she may be giving to people who have always held within, held themselves back. And nobody is really focusing on her mental health. I shouldn't say nobody. Most people aren't. They aren't saying, you know what? You know, there's two elements to your health. Do you know skinny people who are mentally deranged, who feel bad about themselves and, you know, blah? I know beautiful women who don't feel that way, who feel like, oh, I'm so ugly, or, you know, man, it's hard to believe, whatever, whatever. And you look at them and you just want to go, are you serious? You know, you ever run into that person that goes, God, you know, I'd be okay if I could just lose 10 more pounds or 2 more pounds or whatever. And you're looking at them going, are you kidding? Your body fat's at 5%. Shut up. Look, everybody has that thing. And I look at it as, if you're mentally healthy, that is the first step to the other. You know what I'd say about this lady, Tess Holliday, who is very physically big and maybe physically out, you know, in bad shape. But mentally, if she's in good shape, you know what she can do? She can change her life at any time she chooses. If she can get out there and do something like this to put her body on display, knowing what America has been taught to become, what do you think she can achieve if she decides she wants to do something different? That's the way I look at that. I see that superstar in her. By the way, I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that she espouses from a political point of view, etc. Because many of her viewpoints probably came from some of the issues that she's faced by the comments that I'm seeing when I posted this blog. But I'm glad we've had this discussion. Folks, we got a lot to talk about when we come back. I promise you, if you think that was a good conversation, I'm going to be hitting you with some stuff that's going to blow your mind. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. Back in just a minute.
Could you fix it for me? Remember,
he's educated,
intellectual,
gentle and kind,
genial and optimistic.
He's fit and attractive.
He's black and conservative.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Sometimes picking the right private Christian school for your kids can be a challenge. You know it's the right thing for their growth and development, but the cost can be a big question mark. Well, do we have a tuition solution for you in 2015? Half-price tuition at some of our area's best Christian schools, including Esther School in Pinellas Park and Word of Life Bible Institute in Hudson. All at superradiodeals.com. Log on and start saving on tuition in 2015 at superradiodeals.com.
This is Paul Porter, the arena voice of the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Orlando Magic, the Tampa Bay Storm, and the press box voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'd like you to join me for the home team every Saturday from 11 to 1 right here on AM 860, The Answer. We'll talk about all of our local teams, and we'll keep you up to date with what's happening and what the real story is. So join me this Saturday and every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 860, The Answer.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer. WGUL, Dunedin. Online at am860theanswer.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Obama is calling on the Senate to renew the government's power to search Americans' telephone records.
With key Patriot Act provisions set to expire at midnight Sunday, the president says he expects the Senate to take swift action.
The only thing that's standing in the way is a handful of senators who are resisting these reforms.
He supports a House-approved bill that maintains certain anti-terror tools for law enforcement officials. The Senate is being called back into session on Sunday, but it's unclear lawmakers will have any solution. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, officials in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas are watching river levels as heavy rains continue to pelt the area. Arkansas Department of Highway and Transportation spokesman Danny Strassel says while parts of Texas are battling flash floods, southwestern Arkansans have had more time to prepare for stormwater surges.
Our situation has not been a flash flood. Ours has been a long lead time. We've known that the water was migrating downstream and into the Arkansas area, so we've had time to prepare for this.
Recent storms have caused widespread flooding in the southern plains and have killed at least 27 people in Texas and four others in Oklahoma. About a dozen people remain missing in Texas. The White House is reserving comment on the alleged misconduct of former House Speaker Dennis Hastert. But spokesman Josh Earnest says there is no gloating.
Even though Speaker Hastert served as the Speaker of the House in the other party, that there's nobody here who derives any pleasure from reading about the former Speaker's legal troubles at this point.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 115 points to close at 18,011. The NASDAQ dropped 28. The S&P lower by 14. Oil up to $60.30 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals on over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents. This week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under $1 and gorgeous click strand bamboo for $2.29. It's easy to install and two times harder than red oak. Plus, save as much as 45% on high quality laminate and vinyl wood plank and get 12-month special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store near you.
A record crop of apples, coupled with the West Coast port slowdown earlier this year, is taking a toll on Washington State apple growers.
Almost $100 million worth of apples, which can't be sold, have been dumped into fields across central Washington, the nation's most productive apple region. The apples are being left to rot and compost in the hot sun, an unusual occurrence for an industry that's found ways to market ever-growing crops. Washington Apple Commission President Todd Fryhofer estimates apple exporters lost at least 3 weeks of their season because of labor problems at West Coast ports.
SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Earthquakes aren't uncommon in Alaska, but the one last night was strong enough to send some coastal residents running for higher ground, fearing they'd be swamped by a tsunami. The magnitude 6.7 quake struck at 11 p.m. in the ocean about 400 miles southwest of Anchorage. It didn't trigger a tsunami, and no serious damage is reported. This is SRN News. The winner of Nigeria's presidential election in March, Muhammadu Buhari, has been sworn in as leader of Africa's most populous country.
This is, of course, the first time ever in Nigeria that an opposition politician has unseated an incumbent. And that's why it's being seen really as democracy deepening in this country. And it's a source of great pride for Nigerian, but it'll also be a time for people to reflect on the challenges ahead for this country. Muhammadu Buhari, who's been in power before as a military ruler back in the 1980s, he inherits a lot of problems really to tackle, including economic challenges as well as the great insecurity challenges up in the northeast where there's a jihadist insurgency.
BBC correspondent Will Ross reporting from Abuja. Texas lawmakers have approved the legislation that will allow handguns to be carried openly on the streets of the nation's state. This is SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
the next time you could use a pick-me-up, head over to Godvine.com for uplifting and inspirational videos that you'll truly love. Join the millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. They know that Godvine videos are specially chosen to bring joy and share the love of God and the wonder of His creations. For the very best Christian videos, visit us today at Godvine.com.
AM 860 The Answer. Online at AM860TheAnswer.com.
All right, cloudy skies for this evening. Overnight low tonight 72. Tomorrow and Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun. A shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. High tomorrow 90. Sunday's high will be 89. Monday, sunshine mixing in with some clouds, along with the shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 90. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Steve Williams for AM 860, The Answer.
Shining out from the darkness of deceit.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
You found the bright light of the Black Sphere.
The Black Sphere
with Kevin Jackson.
He would love to be the person known that have disarmed America.
The Black Sphere Radio Network. Putting an end to identity politics.
Here's Kevin Jackson.
What's up, y'all? Welcome. Kevin Jackson Radio here. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, which is very convenient given the name of the show. Thank you for being here, sincerely. I'm glad you're here. The reason why I'm glad you're here is because black folks are in the news. And I'm here to explain what they're doing. I explain what everybody does. I don't care what color you are, but I've been asked to explain black people quite a bit over the last few years. Because we do some silly, silly stuff. Hey, speaking of black people, black kid from the inner city public school wins the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Okay, I'm just joking. It was Indians. Two Indian, they call them South Asians. They tied. I'm not even going to try to pronounce their names because it would just be a waste of time. It would be like trying to, you know, pronounce these Arabic names. But, you know, it's like Vinkatubukakao, whatever. But anyway, two East Indians, a boy and a girl, I think 14 and 13, they won, they tied. Relatively easy word to spell at the end. But here's the deal. 7 years in a row, somebody that's South Indian descent has won. So that means one of two things. The Chinese are not interested. Because they're pretty smart, too. And Americans can just get over ourselves because we're never going to win it again. Unless we have a South Asian American, you know, Indian that came over from India, been here a while, and decides to put in the effort. Which is what they usually do for the first generation or so. Then after that, they become stupid, lazy liberals. And then that's the end of them. And that's where the country's going, by the way. 7 years in a row, Southeast Indians, Southeast Asians, rather. From India. India have won. They have won. Yet again. Unlike Lance Armstrong, these kids are not on steroids. This is legit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doping here. Unless you call it doping of the brain. I have a suggestion. Based on the Southeast Asians, the Indians, you know, East Indians from the continent, I have a suggestion that that our Department of Education take. Now, it involves something revolutionary, so I want you to bear with me because I don't want to get a bunch of mail from you guys saying, Kevin, you think you got all the answers, man. You done gone off the loony bin over there on that one, boy. I don't know why I always use country people when I say I'm going crazy. But in it, because I'm a country dude and they are not crazy. Country people are very sane, in fact. But look, this is revolutionary. I'm just putting that out front. So, you know, we know what we're dealing with. But look, sometimes drastic times call for drastic measures. And here it is. How about our Department of Education monitor the parents of these homeschool kids and see what they're doing? and then implement some of those strategies. I told you, it's crazy. It's out there. I realize it. It's okay. You know, I said it up front. I gave a disclaimer. 7 years in a row, the East Asians, a.k.a. the Indians, have won the Scripps National Spelling Bee. I don't know if it was Scripps, but the National Spelling Bee. It ain't a black kid. It ain't a white kid. It ain't a Mexican kid. It ain't any other nationality. The only other one that would have a chance is the Asians. You know, they write with that funny stuff. You know how them Asians are. They got all them symbols. And so if they wrote in alphabet letters, then they would probably win it every year. But here's the point. It's going to be an Asian. I don't know whether it's going to be a South one. I don't know whether it's going to be a North one. But we know it's going to be an Asian. Ain't going to be a black Asian. Ain't going to be a white Asian. It's going to be an Asian. The Asians have figured it out. They know how to get kids to do stuff. You know, Tiger Mom. You say Tiger Mom, what's that mean? Asian mother. Tiger Mom don't mean white chick mom, black chick. Forget it. While Asians are increasing their levels in academia, we got black folks dumbing down kids. Dumbing them down. It's unbelievable.
Something wrong here. Gonna break down. You think you are pressed, black man, when you have the SAT scores of a third grader and get into Harvard? Shut up! Tired of your constant bitching, Brostein? All you know how to do is upsize my fries. Push the picture of the big box on the cash register and you say you want $15 an hour? How are you going to read your paycheck? Get a crew. Something wrong. Out, bitches.
Yeah. So I saw a title, How Successful People Work Less and Get More Done. And my first thought that jumped into my head was, they get into politics, silly. How do successful people... And it's the debate on whether or not Congress people are successful or politicians are successful. But here's where you can measure their success. They're successful at fleecing us, aren't they? I got a story for you. You're going to love this one. And well, first, let me preface the story by saying I've decided to sell my carbon footprint. Does that surprise you? And I'm going to sell it on eBay to the highest bidder. And I made the decision the carbon footprint is only worth something when you're alive. You can only adjust it while you're alive. So what I'm going to do is I'm getting in great shape because I got to go take this test, this martial arts test. So I'm already getting in great shape. So when I no longer have to breathe as much, I have more carbon to sell. And so I'll use that as the backdrop of the story that I want to talk about, because we got a lot to talk about this hour. We really do. But California's industrial firms spent another $1 billion in the most recent auction of carbon emissions credits. This is according to a report from the state. The California Air Resources Board said its latest quarterly auction of carbon credits raised about $1.06 billion, making it the largest sales in the program's 2.5-year history. I am firmly convinced that the world is imminently coming to an end. They have finally managed to get people to pay for something that no man creates: air. I understand water, because, you know, if you just ran out and got some water, you could get sick. But you could, you know, it's a hassle to boil it and all that. But we've even put the infrastructure in for water to where water's okay. So you don't have to buy water. But you certainly don't even come anywhere close to having to buy air. Well, unless you're got emphysema or, you know, something wrong with your lungs. But I'm not talking about them. Shut up. I'm talking about the normal everyday person walking around who's just breathing air. And Californians pay for it. Get this. Prices range from, like it's a commodity, $12.10 to $12.29 per ton, which is roughly in line with previous auctions. They're auctioning these off. Which means at some point they could go for more. I tell you what, I'm willing to bid on carbon credits. Nothing. Zero.
Can I get zero? Can I get zero?
I bid.
Can I get 10 cents? Can I get 10 cents?
I look around at everybody and mean mug them. Don't you bid. Don't make me hurt you. This is incredulous. The credits give companies the right to emit greenhouse gases in the air. So what they're saying is that it really, you just to translate, if you have enough money, if you're willing to pay enough, we don't care about the air. I mean, come on. Seriously? Pay us enough, do what you want. Oh, I know. We'll cap it. You know what happens when they cap it? You can buy them from somebody else. All that matters is you be willing to pay for it. That should tell you all you need to know. So, guess what it did to California's budget? It got stupid companies to pay for this. And Jerry Brown, you know, said that he's, you know, hey, this is going to really help my budget. Talk about snake oil. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, folks. Take a short break. We'll be back in a minute.
Sometimes you wanna get higher, and sometimes you gotta start low. Some people think they're gonna die someday. I got news, you never got to go.
Putting an end to identity politics. This is Kevin Jackson.
They're short on ears and long on mouth.
On the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Are you saving for a big purchase or just trying to put money away for a rainy day? Would you like to make saving a regular part of your budget? The National Foundation for Credit Counseling offers the following tips to help you meet your savings goals. Set aside money from every paycheck and put it right into savings. Think about savings more as a way of setting and reaching financial goals. And be sure to set goals you know you can reach. Bank any raises, bonuses, or tax refunds you receive. Finish paying an installment loan, continue to pay the money, only pay yourself and put it into your savings account. Empty your pockets of loose change every night. You'd be surprised how those cents can add up to many dollars over a year. For more tips on how to save more of your money and reach your financial goals, contact a certified counselor and call the NFCC today at 1-800-388-2227 or visit nfcc.org. This has been a public service message from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling.
Over the past 50 years, SCORE mentors have helped more than 10 million small business owners succeed for free.
Starting a business can be incredibly confusing.
SCORE really helped me steer the course.
Whatever the business, there's a SCORE mentor that has the experience and know-how to help you reach your goals.
SCORE mentors are serious business experts.
Whether you're a startup or an existing business, SCORE can provide the perspective and advice that ensures success.
My SCORE mentor has been tremendously helpful in the marketing of my business.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business or already in business.
Are you starting or growing a business? Be one of the next 10 million small businesses helped for free by SCORE. Get your free business mentor at score.org.
Mike Gallagher wonders where the Michael Brown supporters are now.
He's saying the hands up, don't shoot narrative was wrong. That was an assumption, and it was a lie. And people went around rioting and burning down buildings and protesting based on an utter, complete lie. Wonder what Michael Brown supporters are saying now.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 9, right before Dennis Prager at noon on AM 860. The Answer.
My children are getting a very solid foundation in their faith.
What stands out is the Christ-centered environment.
There's good godly people here.
They treat my children more like their own.
I'm Bill Carl. Those are just a few of the parents I've spoken with over the years at a number of the Christian schools that we offer half-price tuition to at superradiodeals.com. And I've noticed at each one of them that faculty and staff go above and beyond to reflect Christ to their students, not only shaping minds, but shaping hearts. That said, the academic quality of each of these schools is very, very high. You can be assured your child will be well-equipped for the future with the skills and knowledge they need to prosper. And finally, I've noticed a real atmosphere of Christian love and acceptance at each of these schools that we've featured. Sending your child to a private school can be a sacrifice. In this case, a sacrifice well worth it. That's why we're happy to partner with you to make it happen at superradiodeals.com/tuition. That's superradiodeals.com/tuition.
This is Paul Porter. Are you looking for some affordable family fun? Check out Dollar Tuesdays in exciting Florida State League baseball with the Clearwater Threshers presented by Regions Bank. Tickets and all your favorite concessions like hot dogs, beer, and soft drinks, popcorn, and peanuts are just a dollar. It's happening at every Tuesday Clearwater Thresher home game at Bright House Field on U.S. 19 in Clearwater. See you at the ballpark for Dollar Tuesdays.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
All right, everybody. Kevin Jackson, Radio Kevin Jackson here, talking about California charging for air. And they raised $1 billion selling carbon credits. And I'm not that informed about carbon credits, I'm not going to lie. So I learned that they give out these carbon credits for free, a certain amount, because they figure, okay, you're a company, you're in business, here's your allocated carbon credits. But if you're going to go over that, you got to buy the rest either on the open market or through quarterly state-run auctions. So if somebody else has credit left, you can buy it from them. Jeez. It's just rife for so many ways to profiteer. But anyway, so you buy them either through these auctions or the open market, and the total of amount of available credits declines each year as part of the state's plan to curb greenhouse gases and meet these so-called EPA standards and what have you. And it's generated far above expectations. Jerry Brown revised his budget, said the auction revenue in fiscal 2015 and 16 will more than double to $2.2 billion. And legislative experts believe the final number will be much higher. 60% of the proceeds will go to high-speed rail, urban transit, and other programs, but the rest is up for debate. Yeah, let me tell you where it's going to go. It'll go to the schools. It'll go to education. Oh, my goodness. California, if y'all are willing to do that, if you people are that stupid, go for it. Why not? It's like finding out. I don't even want to give examples. It's unbelievable. You say, even as the program has grown, controversy persists. Business lobbying groups sued to block the state-run auction, saying they're essentially a tax that didn't get the required two-thirds legislative approval. I agree. They're appealing the lawsuit. The program generated additional controversy in January when it was extended for the first time to cover the carbon emitted from motor vehicle tailpipes, and the result was a quick 10 cents a gallon increase in retail gas prices. Wow. Move, Californians, while you can. Move. Leave it to those bureaucrats to have to figure things out for themselves, and then you'll see what happens. They'll start getting sanity. Or make those illegals pay for it. Wow. If you do something good in California, man, they are going to figure out a way to penalize you. And it's not just Californians that are silly, that are stupid. Here's Julian Castro. He deems the investigation into Hillary's Benghazi emails as a witch hunt. And I'm just giving you some examples of people that they're so dogmatically on the other side. They won't even look at reason. So here's Julian Castro. I think he's HUD secretary now. Yeah, he is. And he's the guy, by the way, I say is going to be Hillary's ultimate challenger. And I don't know why. I just believe that. I think he was brought up. And it's interesting that this has nothing to do with HUD, and he's commenting. See, that's what you should be thinking about. Why do we care about this guy's comments? But the news cycle decided to bring him in. I think this is a quick introduction to him. Anyway, here it is.
Let's take a look at this issue of Benghazi. Yes, of course, what happened was tragic, but Secretary Clinton was not in any way at fault. And what you have here with his emails is basically a witch hunt. You know, Congressman Gowdy, who is leading this, is very intentionally trying to manipulate this witch hunt to play politics.
Every time they say something involving Hillary Clinton is a witch hunt, I chuckle because I think, found her. Oh, my goodness. Seriously? You might want to use better terminology there, Julian. It's a witch hunt. It is indeed a witch hunt. We've located the witch. Oh, my goodness. Well, it gets even more silly because, as I said, liberals, to say they don't surprise me, they never surprise me. You know, they just don't. But this one's pretty funny. Nancy Pelosi has an idea of how we need to buckle down on ISIS. Here it is.
It's an enormous challenge, and we have to fight it on every front, including the front of social media. That is a place where they have really made more advances than you would have suspected.
I don't even know where to start. Okay, so Christians are getting their heads cut off all around the world. ISIS is infiltrating America with, you know, places right off of across the border in, excuse me, into Mexico. And Nancy Pelosi says, we've got to get them on social media. Yeah, that social media thing is where ISIS is really making an issue. I mean, oh my goodness. You know, God. Have I told you how silly Nancy Pelosi is?
The Black Sphere presents Real Politicians of Genius.
Real Politicians of Genius.
Today, we salute the intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant.
Intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant.
My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us.
Saying it all by saying nothing.
Something like a fool.
We have to give voice to what that means. Word. Isn't it a beautiful word when you think of it? Just covers everything.
In her own feverishly mediocre mind, perhaps.
Mediocre!
But there's one thing that makes an intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant stand out like a black man on MSNBC.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
They always seem to think you're even stupider than they are.
Intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant.
TheBlackSphere.net. Brewed in St. Louis, Missouri.
Finally, we have well, it's not finally, because I could play clips of stupid things liberals say all the time. But Jen Psaki tells CNN that losing Ramadi is simply part of the ups and downs of fighting. Now, keep in mind, all the military pundits are going, this is an important piece. I mean, it's huge, and on and on. I'm not going to bore you with more clips of it. But they're all saying, this is, are you crazy? Ramadi is, you know, it's practically, it's only 60 miles outside of Baghdad or whatever. I don't know all the details, but it's a big deal. And they soft shoe everything. Anyway, here's Psaki.
I think it's important for people to remember the Iraqi security forces have also retaken 25% of populated areas from ISIL. There are going to be ups and downs here. We need to continue to adapt.
They are tucking tail and running is what the Iraqis are doing most of the time. Afraid to fight. Afraid to fight for their own, you know, survival, it would appear. And hey, in fairness, we don't always get the full story. I may check with one of my military buddies over there and see what's going on. I got some one of my best friends is in theater, so maybe I'll let you guys know what I find out. Anyway, right now I got to take a short break. Back.
Once you've heard the Black Sphere Talk Radio Show, nothing will ever be the same.
Does this really change our day-to-day lives?
Of course not.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. The number of homes ordered evacuated in Wharton, Texas, due to the rising Colorado River, has been reduced to 30. Officials in the city, 60 miles southwest of Houston, initially included 300 homes as part of a voluntary evacuation. The city made the evacuation mandatory today, but narrowed it to an area that tends to flood the most. More rain is in the forecast this weekend for Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. The recent storms have claimed at least 24 lives in Texas and 4 in Oklahoma. Current House Speaker John Boehner says he is shocked and saddened by allegations against one of his predecessors. A person familiar with the allegations says that former House Speaker Dennis Hastert paid hush money to conceal claims that he sexually molested someone decades ago. In a statement, Boehner says, "The Denny that I served with worked hard on behalf of his constituents and the country." This is SRN News.
The presidential race for 2016 has started early. The hosts on this radio station are all over it. Most voters aren't sure who to back. So we promise in the coming months, you'll hear them on this station, all of them. Find out where they stand. Listen how they handle the tough questions. All of them, except Hillary, will answer. Hillary doesn't seem so interested in mixing it up here. That's okay. We'll find somebody who is. There's plenty of them. AM 860, The Answer.
Citizen Link with Stuart Shepard.
We were on the way back from a field trip in southeastern Colorado. You can see for miles across the rolling prairie. We noticed a line of huge storms building, saw a wall cloud dropping out of the bottom of one thunderstorm directly ahead of us. Our phones buzzed with the tornado warning. Then we passed a couple University Storm Chaser vehicles stopped on the side of the road. A bunch of college students from those vans were standing at a fence, all looking in the direction we were driving. Huh. After discussing it for a bit, and by that I mean my wife saying, "Turn this car around right now," and me saying, "That seems like a good idea," we did a U-turn and parked next to the storm chasers. We could hear tornado sirens going off in the distance and saw what may have been a funnel cloud. The storm chasers quickly piled in their vans and hurriedly headed east, and we went west out of the danger zone. Think about all the warnings and alerts and other signs going on all around us. The ominous cloud of government is growing ever larger. Christians are seeing their right to live according to their pro-life values being swept away by Obamacare. As a culture, we've driven at highway speed right past the storm spotters. Christian business owners are being told they can believe whatever they want to believe about marriage, but they must act according to what the government believes. Our nation is headed in the wrong direction. A government attorney admitted something to the Supreme Court. He said organizations that disagree with the government's belief system will risk losing their nonprofit tax status. That means churches would be punished for sharing what the Bible says. I once heard a wise person offer some fitting advice for a time like this. Turn this car around right now.
You can watch this commentary as a video on citizenlink.com.
AM 860, The Answer. Online at am860theanswer.com.
Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 72. Tomorrow and Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun, a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. A high tomorrow, 90. Sunday's high will be 89. Monday, sunshine mixing in with some clouds, a shower or thunderstorm for the afternoon. High Monday of 90. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Steve Williams for AM 860, The Answer.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. Author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. Fox News pundit. I'm on CNN as well, but mainly on Fox. And among other things. But anyway, you can get Race Pimping at racepimping.com. And speaking of race pimps, we've been talking about them for the better part of a month, and it ain't going to stop, but it's the Clintons. So, you know, I do a little bit of work with the Republican National Committee, and they posted a thing that was talking about the Clintons and how they compared with all the Americans in every state. How would the Clintons fare versus the average American? Because Hillary claims she was dead broke. And I even got after it by saying, when she goes, well, you have to remember, Bill and I, we were dead broke when we left the White House. So what you're telling us, Hillary, is you don't know how to plan. You don't know how to budget. Because you didn't realize you were leaving the White House. And what did you own? Multi-million-dollar homes? Because if Bill Clinton's pension is $20,000 a month, essentially, right at $20,000, $19,000 and change. So how many people do you know can live on $20,000 a month? My family would feast on $20,000 a month. Are you kidding me? And then he had his pension from his days as a governor. Hillary had her salary as a senator. And then ultimately was, you know, became what she became. So all I'm getting at is they had all this stuff. They had book deals and she's complaining. But forget all that. If you just looked at Bill's pension, $20,000, you may not be able to live high on the hog. Now, he also got a staff, presidential office, Secret Service, and he's a president. He's still a smart young dude. Go out and do something with your doggone life, you big hillbillies. But she claimed they were dead broke. So they did an analysis of how the Clintons' $30 million income stacks up against everyday Americans in each state. And this is hysterical. 18 months of median state household income. And I'm going to give you some of them here. Number of households to equal Clinton's income. In Alabama, 483. In other words, the Clintons could have 483 households that they could take care of. Alaska, 321. Arizona, 395. Arkansas, 501. 501. California, 347. Colorado, 315. Connecticut, 295. Which, by the way, this gives you an idea of who's more expensive. Where is it more expensive to live? I thought California would be the worst. It isn't so far. It's Connecticut. D.C., 329. Florida, 417. If you go to our website, we've got the entire chart there. What a way to market that. How do the Clintons' income compare across the board in all the states? Very clever on the part of the RNC, and I'm glad my staffers were able to find that out. Now, I've been talking a lot about conditions in cities, particularly cities run by blacks, and the horrible conditions. And you'd have to wonder, if you were just a passerby and you went through Detroit or you went through Baltimore or something like that, you'd come from Carmel, California, and you flew in and you hadn't been out of that area, you'd have to go, what the heck happened here? You'd be looking around incredulous. I remember going to Stowe, Vermont, and just thinking to myself, this is the cleanest little city I've ever seen. I don't know who it's run by, but it was very clean. I'm sure they taxed the heck out of everybody. It's probably liberal, but it was very clean, liberal and white. And the problems that it would have, it doesn't have as many problems. You want to know why? Because it didn't have the big immigrant population, didn't have big black populations. So you can get away with that. Liberals can run cities where liberal enablers are willing to pay crazy amounts of money for silly stuff. But you can't run a city like that if you got a bunch of dependents. Luckily for them, they're in a cold weather climate where blacks don't like to go. Hispanics don't like that. We're temperate zone people. We're built for it. Think about our color. We don't like snow. We don't like ice. We don't like gloomy days. We want sun. We need to enrich that skin. That's why we stay there. I recently chronicled Selma, the epicenter of the civil rights movement, and how that small city has become yet another of the nation's eyesores. White flight has led to black power structures in cities across America, and the fact is, most of those cities are armpits. And when we come back, I want to talk about this, because my question is black America being ruined by, you know, what's going on right now? Anyway, we got to take a short break. Back in a minute.
On the cheeseburger of conservative talk,
Kevin Jackson is the bacon.
Bacon, 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 bacon,
bacon!
This is the Black Sphere Radio Network.
If an individual student athlete or team wins a high school state championship, it's an amazing thing.
And it goes in! It goes in!
It's also just the icing on the cake. That's because young people in Florida who participate in education-based athletics are already winners. Studies show that win or lose, participation helps to impart skills they can use to enjoy greater success in other areas of their lives. School sports teach the benefits of teamwork, the value of self-motivation, and the importance of accountability. They also help to foster stronger work habits and higher levels of self-esteem. In other words, the true value of school sports can't be measured in terms of wins or losses. If an individual or team goes to state, it's an incredible accomplishment. But regardless of the outcome, today's student athletes are already destined to go far. School sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. Hi, I'm Joanne McCall, Vice President of the Florida Education Association. Dr. Seuss was right. Reading is the key to learning. Studies have shown that kids who read and are read to do better in school and in life. And the best part is, it doesn't matter if you read the classics or the comics. Whatever sparks a student's interest, football, dance, trains, there's a book about it just waiting to be read. A door just waiting to open. And if your student hasn't found the joy of reading yet, try thinking outside the book. Read baseball cards together. Try doing crossword puzzles or other word games. Or have your child read a favorite recipe to you. They read, you measure the chocolate chips. Encourage a love of reading now. It's a gift that pays off over a lifetime. So go read and help a child succeed.
A message from the Florida Education Association.
Hugh Hewitt believes the biggest threat in the Middle East remains Iran.
ISIS, as someone said last week, 20,000 nuts with pickup trucks and a reckless, deep, fanatical desire for blood. But Iran, very, very different. Our number one strategic threat in the world is Iran. And everyone needs relief from them.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weeknights at 6, right before the Black Sphere at 9 on AM 860. The answer.
Steel Dealer Days are going on now at our new Tampa Bay area locations in Clearwater on Almerton and 49th Street and Odessa on Success Drive off Highway 54 next to Papa's Ranch. Whether you're a homeowner looking for the best or a landscaper expecting the best, Everglades Farm Equipment provides a level of service you just can't get from the big box stores. And Steel offers unmatched reliability. Take advantage of great values on dependable steel trimmers with low emissions, increased fuel efficiency, and unmatched balance for your comfort. Prices start at just $129.95. Right now, Steel blowers start at just $149.95. Steel chainsaws start at just $179.95. Get to Everglades Farm Equipment for helpful advice, product demonstrations, and more. The largest selection of steel handhelds and accessories. Since 1963, it's time to step up to the pro team of John Deere and Steel, exclusively at Everglades Farm Equipment. EvergladesFarmEquipment.com. See dealer for details. Now serving the Tampa Bay area with locations in Clearwater and Odessa. Hurry, Steel Dealer Days end soon.
Ask an Attorney with Joe Pippin.
My mom, she passed away, and she did not have a will. I'm her only heir. She has property. She has some stock.
If she didn't have a spouse, and you're the only heir, and there are things just in her name, we could probate her estate with what's called a statutory will and get you appointed the personal representative to be able to collect everything for yourself, because it sounds like you'd be the 100% heir.
Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 860. The Answer.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law.
I found myself becoming a racist against my own race. Black people, I love y'all, but I'm sick and tired of y'all at the same time. I moved out there where some white people was at, because I needed some sleep.
I just need a little sleep. And, y'all, let me tell you something. I become a racist. I looked out my door and I saw two black guys coming out. I called the cops. I called the cops. They told me, 911, what's your emergency? I turned white. I said, there are two black men standing outside my corridor. They don't tell me, what are they doing? Forget what they're doing. They're here.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. And unfortunately, the news cycle is being dominated by race issues. It typically is. And I want to talk a little bit about it in a more, I don't know, not in relationship to anything in particular that's happened over the in the past, but just what sort of the prevailing thought is. And it sort of this segment, I base it on a call that came in from a black guy from Florida who attributes the success of black communities in the past to segregation. Now, that goes back to that argument about were black people better as slaves? You know, and a lot of white folks will catch a lot of heat over that. Black people were better in slavery because they were families and all this. Oh, y'all going back to slavery. Y'all want us to be slaves. And they're just making a point that when we were going through those hardships, we stuck together. I'm talking about black folks. And by the way, when I say we in that respect, that's the human race. When America goes through struggles, and we tend to galvanize, don't we? We forget whatever differences the left has taught, trained people to think, and they get a momentary glimpse of sanity. It's the happiest of their lives. 9/12 was the happiest day of a leftist life. It was the most pissed off day of a conservative's life. But it was the happiest day of a leftist life because they'd never felt such a relief to take all the energy that they waste on us and they put it against somebody else that was a common enemy. They felt good, and they don't even realize how good they felt. They don't realize how they should have felt. But anyway, this guy is saying that the success of the black communities in the past were based on segregation. I've said it. I was in Richmond, Virginia, where I think it's, I don't know, 2nd Street or whatever, I was in Maggie Walker's house. Next to her was a doctor and a lawyer. It was the black side of town, and it thrived. They had their own apothecaries. They had their own bars. They had their own restaurants. They had their own groceries, well, you know, not stores per se, but people that sold it, little, you know, five and dimes, whatever. It was a thriving community that just looked like, it was black faces in there. Spike Lee would have loved it. James, it was his name, Samuel L. Jackson, Jamie Foxx, they would have loved it. And being honest with you, I love that concept. I remember as a little kid growing up in a so-called black neighborhood. And it wasn't that I disliked white people. It had nothing to do with it. It was just that we were civilized. People were cordial. It seemed cool. It was like, wow. Had her own doctors and lawyers and bankers. Maggie Walker, first female bank president in the history of the United States, who happens to have been a black woman. Anyway, this caller goes on to blame white people for it all going downhill after that, as white people basically had it out for black folks. Now, he's wrong. I mean, technically, he's correct because there were a group of white people who had it out for black folks, but the majority of white people did not have it out for black folks. It was a minority of them who did it, and others kind of towed the line. That's why when you hear about moderate, you know, you hear about radical Islam and there's a bunch of moderates, say to yourself, well, the moderates never accomplish anything. What has moderation ever done in the world? You know, I want to be moderately successful at track. Oh, you mean you don't want a career? You want to run in college or run in high school and then put up the track shoes? He was wrong because back when black people had sense, segregation was good. The community thrived. Democrats hated this. They hated that after all that they'd done to oppress us, they could not keep black folks down. They couldn't stand it. I mean, it got, and this is why I come back to this point. If black folks had been left alone, because white people made money off black folks, they'd bring the goods to the black line, you know, to the point of demarcation. you know, bring all the vegetables in, give the money to the one, you know, take the money from the black guy. And everybody said bye. And then the black dude brought the products in and he sold it in the black neighborhood. And had we been left to our own devices, we would have done for business what we did for music. We would have created a jazz of business, or the R&B of business, or the rap of business. And I know that may, you know, I hope that puts it into some sort of a context for you, but I firmly believe that. I think about how white folks would still be dancing the waltz. Not that that's a bad thing. I think the waltz is a beautiful dance, but I also like to watch people twist and contort their bodies into these amazing shapes and things because of that level of innovation. And I think that could have been brought to business practices. Where would America be if we brought this group of people who were oppressed? Because that's where the best thought come from, is when it's out of born of difficulty. And where would we be in the world if we were the ones coming up with semiconductors and saying, you know, I think I have a way to make that easier. You know, my parents did that for decades. Not saying that we don't have great thinkers in this country, because we do, but I think about the hardship thinkers. Those are the ones that make the change. The Democrats created the thing called the Great Society, which is the ruining, if you will, of black culture. They knew it. They knew it was going to happen. They knew that if they started giving things away, blacks would become complacent. They had enough studies. That was that. So we have what we have today. You know, fast forward to the new black community. A community replete with ignorance, and that ignorance flows from the top down. So much so that the guy who's at the top, he don't want to tell you his grades. Barack Obama would, nah, you ain't getting my grades. I'm not letting y'all know how stupid I am. And then the people that have all these degrees that work with him, the Susan Rices. Would you let Susan Rice run your company? Would you let Hillary Clinton run it? Eric Holder? Would you let these guys? I wouldn't let these guys near anything of mine. Back in a minute.
You're inside the Black Sphere.
I would have to hire the vetter to vet the vetters.
It's as clear as day now.
With Kevin Jackson.
He worked out early, practiced late, and studied well into the night. The next day, he did it all over again.
She missed time hanging out and socializing with friends so she could make it on time to practices and games.
He became a top student and a confident leader, even as he helped his team win back-to-back conference titles.
She became a role model in her community, even as she led her team to an undefeated season.
And when they finished playing high school sports, what did they do next?
She graduated from college with honors and went to work for a successful company.
He attended graduate school and became a difference maker in his community.
Because that's what student athletes in Florida do. They use the skills they develop playing high school sports today
to do even bigger things in life tomorrow.
High school sports.
A winning part of a complete education.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Look around you. Think of all the people you know. According to a study by Pew Research, 1 in 5 people say that they've used a dating website or app to find Mr. or Mrs. Right. In fact, it's the way that people meet now. But human nature is about looking our best. And within those online dating profiles are little white lies about a person's age, weight, height, likes, income, religion, and more that are there for short-term gain only. I mean, once you get to really know a person, he or she will ultimately see and know the true you. As it turns out, these short-term gains are adding up to something else other than a bunch of likes and swipes of an online photo. Cases of sexually transmitted diseases, gonorrhea, syphilis, and HIV are way up because, as the health department says, people are using social media to arrange casual and anonymous sexual encounters. So before you like, swipe, and hook up, use your common sense. Practice safe sex. What happens on the internet doesn't stay only on the internet. And like the internet, once it's there, it's really hard to get rid of for good. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's Komando. I want to take a few seconds here on the Kim Komando Show to talk about real breakthrough technology and convenience. Whether your business or organization is big or small, sometimes you need to meet face-to-face. Over the years, all kinds of online software has popped up, but there were problems. Before you could have a meeting, everyone had to download a software viewer. And then everyone had to install it. And then everyone hoped it would work. Usually someone's did it. Now there's JoinMe, the online meeting app that's simply bulletproof. No downloads, no installation. JoinMe starts in seconds. Best of all, it just works. No tinkering, no adjusting. A JoinMe meeting can be planned in advance or completely impromptu, set up and running with all parties in seconds. And the only training you'll need for a JoinMe meeting is to simply click the mouse button. Try JoinMe and you'll be as excited as I am. Take the free tour. In fact, try it for free right now. Join.me/commando. That's join.me/KOMANDO.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Told that segregation, but this is a black man calling from Florida, segregation was good for black America. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson Radio. I agree with him. Taught us how to be self-sufficient, taught us all kinds of great things. People always try to take it the wrong way. Liberal enablers, you want to go back to segregation? I don't want to go back to it. Why would I want to go back to it? Black people are self-segregating. They don't need anybody to force them. There's no gun to the heads of black people living in black neighborhoods, watching BET, listening to black radio, voting for the black man. I mean, they're self-segregating, stupidly. That very ignorance that I talked about is why black people vote overwhelmingly Democrat. They vote for the very oppressors who wanted blacks segregated from society. And those tricky fatherless children, is what I'll call them, have managed to get black leftists to self-segregate into these black neighborhoods, high crime ridden, no cop wanting to go there, no business wanting to set up there, no opportunity, no nothing. And then think about this. Blacks living there will happily stay there just like they've been taught. That, my friends, is a plantation mentality. They could leave. They don't leave. So Robert Woodson, American community development leader and founder and president of a thing called the National Center for Neighborhood Enterprise, he asked a very simple question. I'm paraphrasing it. He says, if all white devils left America, how would it stop the problems in the black communities? I've been talking on TV for the past 2 weeks about these various communities that are overwhelmingly black, run by black folks. White folks have left Baltimore. They've left Cleveland. They've left Ferguson. They've left Detroit and all the other cities, Oakland and what have you. And they've said, you want it, black people? Have it. So look at the outcome where blacks congregate en masse and elect black, and I'm using my finger quote, leaders. The self-imposed exile from the real world, has created a black subculture that is the most dangerous in the world to its own people. Think about that. And it's the white man's fault, right? He ain't around. I said the other day, I don't know on what, maybe it was on a radio show, but I said, yeah, black folks in 60-70% black areas run, you know, cities run by black mayors, black city councils, black everything, black superintendent of schools, black superintendent of the fire department, you name it. And every ill that happens to them, they wake up in the morning and they go, where's the nearest white man to blame? They're looking for him and they can't spot him, but they still blame him. Yeah, blacks were better in the old days when they segregated. And then we got in the mainstream and we went back into this silly self-segregation. Back to this.
We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
That's right, Tampa Bay. If you have a cracked windshield and full coverage insurance, they can install a new one for free and buy back your old one for up to $100 cash on the spot. Call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
813-96-GLASS. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
Phil Grandy explains why we won't see a Fed rate hike.
It's not going to happen. And I'm talking about the rate, interest rate hike, in which the Federal Reserve loans money to banks, what they call the overnight rate. They just can't do it. If they ever did that, that would be murder. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, there'd be a depression.
Phil's King. Afternoons at 3, right before Michael Medved at 4 on AM 860. The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer. WGUL, Dunedin. Online at am860theanswer.com.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. President Obama says time is running out for the Senate to keep anti-terror surveillance measures in place.
The president says a handful of senators are the only thing standing in the way of an extension of key Patriot Act provisions before they expire at midnight Sunday. He says he doesn't want the U.S. to be in a situation where the government fails to prevent a terrorist attack or apprehend a suspect because of Senate inaction.
That's SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. He reports that among the provisions that would expire is the government's ability to search Americans' phone records. Current House Speaker John Boehner says he is shocked and saddened by allegations against one of his predecessors. A person familiar with the allegations says former House Speaker Dennis Hastert paid hush money to conceal claims that he sexually molested someone decades ago. Also to SRNNews.com, in spite of the burgeoning scandal surrounding soccer officials at FIFA, Sepp Blatter has been reelected president of the organization. He says he will lead FIFA through some tough times.
For the next 4 years, I will be in command of this boat called FIFA.
Soccer officials are accused of accepting more than $150 million in bribes. The number of homes ordered evacuated in Wharton, Texas, due to the rising Colorado River has been reduced to 30. Officials in the city, 60 miles southwest of Houston, initially included 300 homes as part of a voluntary evacuation. The city made the evacuation mandatory today, but narrowed it to an area that tends to flood the most. More rain is expected in the forecast this weekend for Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. The recent storms have claimed at least 24 lives in Texas and 4 in Oklahoma. President Obama has signed human trafficking legislation that provoked weeks of partisan dissent in the Senate and held up Loretta Lynch's confirmation for Attorney General. This is SRN News.
You know that amazing pie at your favorite restaurant? Many of the finest restaurants rely on the Pie Factory, home of Tampa Bay's finest key lime pie, with 35 flavors, including strawberry rhubarb, peanut butter fudge swirl, banana cream, and chocolate Oreo bash. And over 12 kinds of cakes, you can enjoy your favorite today. Or try the shepherd's pie, savory crustless quiche, and all-you-can-eat Sunday breakfast. Call the Pie Factory at 727-593-1884 or online at piesflorida.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ames, host of the Special Needs Family Hour, Sunday afternoons at 1. The Special Needs Family Hour is dedicated to helping parents and caregivers of individuals with special needs. Each week, we'll talk with experts dedicated to helping caregivers and children. As your host and the mother of two special needs daughters, I want you to know that you are not alone. So join me, Sunday afternoons at 1, for the Special Needs Family Hour here on AM 860, The Answer.
The U.S. economy went into reverse in the first 3 months of this year as a severe winter and a widening trade deficit took a harsher toll than initially estimated.
The Commerce Department says the overall economy, as measured by the gross domestic product, contracted at an annual rate of 0.7% in the first quarter. The revised figure reflects a larger trade gap and slower consumer spending. It marked the first decline since a 2.1% contraction during the January to March quarter of 2014, a slump that was also blamed on winter weather.
That's SRN News' Jeremy House reporting. A man charged Wednesday with calling in fake threats against metro stations, buses, and trains in the nation's capital has been indicted on 11 felony counts. A federal grand jury indictment details alleged threats that Jerez Nehemiah Coleman made starting last December. The 20-year-old, also known as Kid Coleman, was once exposed on MTV's Catfish reality show about online scams. This is SRN News. The Obama administration is proposing to reduce the amount of ethanol blended in the nation's gasoline.
A 2007 law requires a steady increase in the amount of renewable fuels like ethanol blended into the gasoline we use. A new proposal, though, would reduce the amount required by more than 4 billion gallons this year and by more than 3 billion gallons next year. The move is seen as a blow to renewable fuel companies that have pushed to keep high volumes of their products flowing into the gas we use. It's unlikely, though, to mean much for consumers filling up at the pump. Bob Agnew, SRN News.
Federal regulators have fined Bank of America $30 million. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency says the bank violated consumer protections for members of the military, taking improper legal action against military customers for delinquent credit card accounts and overdrafts. The agency says Bank of America has started taking steps to correct the problems. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
Kubota is the global leader in compact excavators. With financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, get the reliability you need during Kubota's More Power to You sales event. Zero down 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit FloridaKubotaDealers.com.
AM 860 The Answer. Online at am860theanswer.com.
Partly cloudy skies for this evening. Overnight low tonight 72. Tomorrow, Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun. A shower or thunderstorm around in the afternoon for both days. High tomorrow 90. Sunday's high will be 89. Monday, sunshine mixing in with some clouds. A shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon and a high 90. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Steve Williams for AM 860, The Answer.
Shining out from the darkness of D.C.
The old ways of Washington simply can't meet the challenges of today and tomorrow.
You found the bright light of the Black Sphere.
The Black Sphere.
With Kevin Jackson.
He's got our backs.
He's got your back.
Yeah.
The Black Sphere Radio Network. Putting an end to identity politics.
Here's Kevin Jackson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Kevin Jackson Radio here. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Thank you for being here. We always appreciate your time and attention. You can be anywhere you want to be and you choose to be with us. We hope you'll tell other people about the show, about the work that we do. We are not just talkers. We are doers in this organization. My organization is not just about this radio program. We do a lot of philanthropic work, help kids get adopted, help them in school, help them stay off the streets. And I also do something bigger than all of this, which is the chief marketing officer for the conservative movement, self-appointed. I don't think people know how to market conservatism. I think I do. And I'm happy to have other people join. If you want to get in the game, please join our organization in whatever form. I'm going to ask you that quite often. Why? Because I know you want to be in it. Some of you, you know what, just listening, thank you for just doing that. But there are ways to escalate, to use Jim Clyburn's word, there are ways to escalate your service. You don't have to just sit by. And you know what, if you say to me, Kevin, I just want to do a little research, send you a story every now and then, do that. I have people do it all the time. If you say, Kevin, I don't want to just send a story, I want to write. Great. Kevin, I don't want to just send a story or write. I want to help you with editing. I hear you need somebody over at Unhyphenated America. Yes, I do. I need somebody that can help me find these great stories, edit them. If you say, hey, you know what? We want to help you get the word out. We want to help you distribute your stuff. Fantastic. Kevin, I want to be part of your Raptors team that helps you place your show in other markets or works with your radio team or your PR team. God bless you. Kevin, I'm a great fundraiser. I'm a great marketer. I can do video. I can do graphical memes. Whatever, man. Get in the game at the level you want. I can give you an hour a week, an hour a day. You know, I want to come on full-time, unpaid. Now I really want to kiss you. You know, but here's what I'll tell you. When you do volunteer in the organization, there's going to come a point where we make it. And you know what that means? That means you're going to be a part of that team. Because you're not going to do it otherwise. It's not like I'm going to go out one day and go, okay, we're going to start hiring for six-figure jobs. Yeah, right. You don't think people that know me and have been, you know, doing it for years, certainly months, aren't going to get first stab at the money when we start, you know, generating enough of it to spread around? So get in the game. And the other thing is, you know what? Many of you have gone through your lives not
being rewarded, not being recognized for how great you are. You want to be recognized? This is it. There is no ego in my organization. I mean, there is ego, because ego by definition is self. But I'm saying we want to promote you. We want you standing in front of an audience doing stuff. I, like Andrew Breitbart before me, the guy who got me started, the selfless man who said, Kevin, I want to get you involved. I would love to do that with you. Now, I'm going to make sure you're talented. I'm not putting my name on you unless you really are good at what you do. But if you are, nothing will hold you back with us. I'll put you in front of me. I got my buddy Chris on CNN. Megan's team called me the other night, and I said, guys, I don't want to do it. I'm too busy. But I got a buddy of mine who can do it. I tried to get Chris on. They canceled the segment, unfortunately. But the point being that I told Chris when we partnered on Unhyphenated America that I wanted him to be the front man, him to be the star, if you will, of that brand. And we've got a new thing that we're working on. It's not that new. It's called Political Illusions Exposed, PI. And I've got a young team over there that we're going to try to get on TV and talking about the crazy things that we do. So anyway, this is an opportunity. And, you know, I will tell you this. I haven't had anybody in this industry come to me and say, hey, Kevin, look, I like the work that you're doing. I want to help promote you and make you a part of my brand. Limbaugh hasn't called me. Glenn Beck hasn't called me. I mean, they help to a degree, but they aren't calling me, you know, I'm saying to be a part of what they do and really promote. Breitbart was the guy that did that. Now, that's not the, look, Glenn's had me on his TV stage, I mean, his TV show. I've done some things with him. Certainly Sean Hannity's been amazing. But I'm just saying they're limiting it. I'm not bad talking them. I'm just saying I want to do more than that. I don't want to just do it to that level. I want to do it to a level where I truly get you out there. You're speaking. If your message is important, I want it out there. That simple. Anyway, I want to move on. This has got to be one of the most amazing stories I've heard in terms of loss of fortune. This guy's name is Li, L-I, China's richest man, Li Huxuan. They say his fortune dropped by as much as $15 billion in half an hour as a stock in his company, Hanergy Thin Film Power Group, fell by nearly half. Trading in the shares were halted Wednesday, and Li didn't attend the company's annual meeting. $15 billion in half an hour. Obviously, his total fortune was worth $30 billion. I'm just doing some quick math there before the stock plunged. But that's just an amazing – I mean, can you imagine – I mean, he didn't panic because he's still got a company and it's got a value, and it's certainly billions of dollars. It wasn't going to plummet to zero unless the world came to an end. But still, to watch that had to just be heartbreaking. I had a friend in my house when the stock market dropped 600 points, whatever, that one day back, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. And I'm not exaggerating it. I thought he was going to have a heart attack. He was like, why don't they shut it down? It was like Trading Places. Shut it down! Shut it down! It was one of those kind of deals. So anyway, I just thought that was an interesting thing that a guy lost $15 billion in half an hour, and life probably didn't change very much for him, even though it had to be a bit humbling. I do want to talk about the gap between the rich and poor, because that's always a subject that we talk about in America, quite frankly, ad nauseum. The gap between rich and poor. And Barack Obama and all these socialists have been trying to close it for years, haven't they? For decades. They've had at it. They've controlled these governments. The foreign governments are all socialists. There are no conservatives, no true conservatives overseas. There are guys that are moderates, right-leaning moderates, but there are no true conservatives because you don't last long in politics. There's too many takers. And here in America, it's takers in running the government. So they've been taking, redistributing, and where are we at? The gap has widened. Barack Obama is the worst in president for conservatism, and the gap continues to widen. In 34 member states of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the richest 10% of the population earn 9.6 times the income of the poorest 10%. They say there's no standard measure of inequality, but most indicators suggest it slowed or fell during the financial crisis and is now growing again. So it's only widening. In other words, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, as my grandfather used to say. Now, the OECD warns that such inequality is a threat to economic growth. And you can't argue that. You don't want a bunch of poor people, that gap widening, in the middle class staying stagnant, because the middle class isn't joining the wealthy as fast as it's joining the poor. That's the real threat. But the report that I'm talking about says it's partly because there's a wider gap in education in the most unequal countries. And all roads sort of lead back to there. We can all agree that having a good education is a good thing, but the operative word is good. And education is such an overworked term when you think about it in terms of what people are always constantly trying to get us to believe about education. It's overworked. Like, it solves all the ills. Sometimes just learning a skill could be a good thing. I contend you give me a young kid that's hungry, that wants to go do something, I'll stick that kid in Bangladesh and he'll be running that joint in 20 years. They say OECD member states include most of the European Union as well as developed countries, U.S., Canada, Australia, and Japan. One of the factors that the OECD blames on growing inequality is what it calls non-standard work, which includes temporary contracts and self-employment. Uh-oh, I got a problem here, as you can imagine. Temporary contracts, yeah, that part I agree with Barack Obama, who's now using Obamacare to do exactly that. But self-employment is self-empowerment. Self-employment makes you get up in the morning and go, I got to go hunting. You ever watch, I don't know if you watch the show, was it Alaskan Bush People or something like that? There are no grocery stores. It's people, the grocery store is nature. They say, we got to stock the freezer. All right, they go out and they go kill something. Because that's the way primitive man did it. Anyway, more on this when we come back. Folks, thanks for being here. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. Back in just a second.
This is the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
Hi there. I'm here for my flu shot, and I heard there's an option for people 65 and older.
There is, but you actually have to be 65.
Very flattering. Thanks. I'm Judith Light. You know who I am, right? I just turned 65, and I know your immune system gets weaker with age, and I don't want to miss a day of work or risk spreading the flu to other people.
Well, I don't think we've met before, but what I do know is you can't be 65.
Okay, what if I said I only have one life to live and I need protection against the flu?
Nope.
Nope? How about who's the boss of my health? I am. Flu season is here, and people 65 and older need to ask about the vaccine made specifically for their age. Flu vaccination is especially important for people with chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu.
I'm so sorry about that. I thought you were like 35.
Don't apologize. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor about vaccine options for people 65 and older.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months. And I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans' employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit PVA.org.
A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The president once said, "I am not the emperor." So why is he starting to act like one as we get into the final stage of his presidency? He wants to ignore Congress and do his own nuclear deal with Iran. He wants to ignore Congress and do his own climate change deal with 200 countries. He actually pays more respect to the United Nations than the duly elected members of the Senate and House. Mr. President, please start acting like a president. AM 860, The Answer.
Millions of people juice every day to stay healthy, lean, and energized. Juicing rejuvenates, it cleanses, and it can trim you down. But there's just one catch, the cost. Who's got $5 to $10 a day to spend on fresh produce? Who's got the time to buy it, wash it, blend it, and clean it all up? Well, now there's a shortcut so you can enjoy the benefits of organic juicing quickly and easily. It's called OJC, the Organic Juice Cleanse from Purity Products. Best of all, today it's free. That's right. Try a free bottle of OJC with over 20 farm-fresh certified organic superfruits and berries. It's organic juicing made simple. Just scoop, shake, and go, and you'll feel great all day. And we're so sure the Organic Juice Cleanse will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle. Just call 1-800-364-3714. That's 1-800-364-3714. Call now. 1-800-364-3714.
The Antiques and Collectibles Show.
If you have your friends somewhere else in the world you'd like to listen to the show right along with us, your friends anywhere in the world can hear you call me and talk about whatever is on your mind with regards to world of antiques, treasures, collectibles, paintings, jewelry, oriental rugs, and anything else that you might have collecting dust around your home. Did you win the lottery? Let's see.
Sunday mornings at 10 on AM 860. The Answer. The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
They say the economy is improving. I don't know, because I don't understand it. Apparently nobody does, you know, even the people who run it, even the people who report on it have no clue on what's going on with the economy. You wake up at 9 in the morning, like, everything's great. By noon, we're all going down. What did they say? Why? And I try, I read the articles, I'm not an idiot. I read every day about the economy. It's like drinking Jägermeister reading these articles. It's like two paragraphs in, I'm just passed out on the kitchen floor. I wake up 6 hours later with no pants on. Who's Dow Jones? I feel weird.
And we are back. The OECD, which is a group that, Organization of Economic Development or Economic Cooperation and Development, says that the gap between the rich and poor are growing. Part of the reason is, since the mid-90s, more than half of all job creation in its member states has been in, quote, non-standard work. Says that households dependent on such work have higher poverty rates than households than other households, and that's led to greater inequality. It also says that tax and benefit systems have become less effective at distributing income. That is a fact. So, two things to think about. Number one, temporary contracts, and to a degree, self-employment. Self-employment doesn't mean success is one of the factors. And then the second is tax and spend, or tax and benefit systems, they call it, which is tax and spend, have become less effective at redistributing income. So the two things that Barack Obama dotes on are the things that create more gap between the rich and the poor. They say, on the other hand, one of the factors limiting the growth in inequality has been the increasing number of women working. Okay, I'll buy that. More women working, two incomes and so on. Great. Congratulations. Says one of the few areas where inequality has not been growing in the last 30 years has been Latin America, although the levels of inequality were much higher there to start. I think that's sort of a double-edged, you know, well, they can't do much better here, whatever. But the reason why I wanted to bring all this up is to talk about the U.S. economy, because we keep getting this idea that Barack Obama tells us Well, you know, we had that big recession, and we're in the recovery. We are not in a recovery. We're not. They've been lying to us, and it's catching up. And I don't study this stuff. I probably have to ask my oldest son. He's an economics major, and he's a brilliant kid. And I'd say, what do you think here? But I think we're in for a rude awakening. Now, as the guy suggested, if you take the Greenspan approach, you'd say, if you say you're in for a rude awakening, Greenspan would say, yeah, perhaps we are. If you say, I think the picture's rosy, Greenspan would say, perhaps you're right. Because that way he's never answered anybody. But I think we're in for a rude awakening because they say the world's largest economy has hit a bigger ditch in the first quarter than initially estimated. Well, let me tell you why that is. That's because the people doing the estimating are just telling you what you want to hear before the news comes in, hoping that once the news comes in, you'll forget about what you heard. They say that it was the first quarter was misestimated, they said, because of the harsh winter, a strong dollar, and delays at ports. Okay, so let's analyze them. Harsh winter, what? Can't produce things, can't ship it, so you don't get to, sell goods and services. Oh, if you want to buy the logic, sure. Strong dollar? Wouldn't a strong dollar mean that you'd want to buy more? Or are they trying to say that you're saving more? Or the delays at ports, same thing with winter weather. Oh, if it's a delay, product isn't getting to market fast enough. What's delaying it? No answer. So in other words, they take these arbitrary, here's the reason why. The wind blew in from the north this week, or it blew in from the west this week, or whatever. That's the reason. They have no more clue as to what's moving this economy than the man on the moon. GDP, however, in the U.S., shrank at a 0.7% annualized rate, revised from a previously reported 0.2% gain. Now, the net of that is a 0.9% shrinkage. Because they told you it's going to gain 0.2%. And instead, it shrunk at 3.5 times worse level. Look, I'm not a mean-spirited guy, but don't you think if the government hires people to get these numbers right, that if they get it wrong, we should shoot them? Holy cow. Every time people base their lives and their fortunes on the idea that the government is studying things and it's giving you the most accurate data. Can you imagine if weather were treated the way the government treats the economy? Well, we think it's going to rain tomorrow, but it's a drought. Or we think it's going to snow and it's a heat wave. Could you imagine? Could you prosecute a war? Could you plan your baseball or football games or anything else? We have spent a fortune making sure that we can predict the weather models. And what do we do on the economy? Might as well throw darts with your feet. It's unbelievable. How do you miss it that much? And these are Commerce Department figures, folks. The median forecast of 84 economists surveyed by Bloomberg called for a 0.9% drop. By contrast, the report also shows incomes climbed, fueling the debate on whether GDP is being underestimated. Income is what they're going to base it on. They don't know what they're doing. Economics is one of those jobs where as long as you keep your head above the shrapnel, above below the sight line, you're good to go. You can last years. They go on to say this, a swelling trade gap subtracted most from the growth in 30 years as the appreciating dollar caused exports to slump while imports rose following the resolution of labor disputes at the West Coast ports. So we got our answer. Labor disputes slow down the ports from shipping product. And there's kind of mixed reasons as to why the higher dollar or stronger dollar would cause exports to slump and imports to rise. Because technically speaking, the dollar rising means the cost of our goods and services, in theory, you don't need to make as much to make as much money. So our stuff should go down, meaning we should ship more, causing imports to be less. So it's reverse, unless there's an economist out there who thinks I'm wrong on that. Happy to discuss it. It's not one of my areas of expertise, so I'm not that concerned about it. My biggest issue is that they're lying about the economy, and they're looking for places to put it. Oh, it's for this reason or that reason or whatever. It's because Barack Obama can't create any jobs, any real jobs. He can't create any opportunity. What they blame it on is they could blame it on the seagulls. We had an influx of seagulls this year. For all intents and purposes, that's what. Do you think anybody at the least common denominator, that low information voter, cares that the swelling trade gap subtracted most from the growth in 30 years because of the appreciating dollar causing exports to slump and imports to rise? Back in a minute, folks.
You're listening.
You are physically repulsive.
To the Black Sphere.
Vulgar, insensitive.
With Kevin.
You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
Jackson.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Emergency officials say teams recovered four more bodies from Texas waters on Friday. Storms have dumped a record amount of rainfall in Texas this month, pushing rivers above their banks, submerging highways, and flooding homes. At least 28 people have been killed nationwide in the storms that began last weekend, including 24 people in Texas. At least 11 are missing in the state. Legal experts say it's significant that federal prosecutors noted Dennis Hastert's tenure as a high school history teacher and coach in Yorkville, Illinois, in their indictment of the former House Speaker. The indictment accused Hastert of agreeing to pay $3.5 million to keep a person from the suburban Chicago town silent about prior misconduct. Baltimore police say that the man's been fatally shot in the western part of the city, continuing the month's spike in homicides. More details at srnnews.com.
The Dennis Prager Show.
This is one of the great examples of left-right divide. We believe that the greatest problem is evil, and they believe that the greatest problem is carbon emissions. Now, you'll say, well, carbon emissions to these people is evil. All right, fine. Carbon dioxide has become an evil, and we are to disrupt everything we do, the economy of the Western world, in the name of this.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at noon, right after Mike Gallagher at 9, on AM 860. The Answer.
What puts your identity at risk? Did you swipe your debit card at the gas station? Identity thieves can place skimming devices on the payment terminals. Do you use public Wi-Fi? Identity thieves are known to set up shop around Wi-Fi hotspots, hoping to cash in on your personal information. Do any online banking? Go to the doctor? LifeLock reminds us that banks and health insurers are susceptible to breaches in your private information. But don't stop living your life. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Enroll with LifeLock in minutes and your protection starts immediately. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your membership. Call 800-838-6010, 800-838-6010, 800-838-6010.
Steve was parked too close to the baseball field. One foul ball, there goes his windshield. He wasn't worried, his first thought was a new free windshield.
And cash on the spot.
He called 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. If it's chipped or cracked, we'll buy it back. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
Up to $100 cash back with comprehensive insurance.
Ask an Attorney with Joe Pippin.
My mom, she passed away, and she did not have a will. I'm her only heir. She has property. She has stock.
If she didn't have a spouse, then you're the only heir, and there are things just in her name. We could probate her estate with what's called a statutory will and get you appointed the personal representative to be able to collect everything for yourself, because it sounds like you'd be the 100% heir.
Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 860. The Answer. AM 860, The Answer. Online at am860theanswer.com.
Partly cloudy skies for this evening. Overnight low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun. A shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 90. Sunday's high will be 89. Monday, sunshine mixing in with some clouds, along with the shower and thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 90. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Steve Williams for AM 860, The Answer.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
How you guys feel? I just get tired of the incessant lies from the left. I mean, some of it's born of ignorance, that people just in the left just come up to you, well, it's this way, and you're like, how do you know that? Well, I heard about it, and they claim we are lemmings of Fox News or whatever. I wrote to somebody the other day. I said, let me tell you something. I don't get a single opinion from Fox News. Nothing. Could not care less what they say, not because they're not smart people, but I don't sit around listening and go, I wonder what Fox says today. I need to take heart. I've got my own opinions. Why would I worry about theirs? But the left does, and they bring you that silly stuff. It's amazing to me. I mean, I was just talking about the GDP. The idea that the government, the GDP is going to grow 0.2%. When it shrinks 0.7%. Who says that? How do you miss it that much? From negative 0.2 to positive 0.7. I don't know the numbers, but that is a big amount to miss something. You would think that they would, you know, be able to get it a lot closer than that. If you think it's going to grow by 0.2 and it only grows, you know, and it grows by 0.13, I go, okay, that's close enough. But you think it's going to grow by 0.2 and it loses. It's 0.7 off of that. So for a net of 0.9, that's just malicious if you ask me. You know, and there's other things they tell you. How can you believe anything if you can't even believe empirical data? It's like I said, where you know they can give you the weather to a degree that is practically uncanny with supercomputers. They use the same supercomputers to figure this out. And let me tell you, weather's a lot more complicated. A lot more. Economies are pretty easy to predict. They've run enough models and simulations over the years, yet they act like they can't get it straight. Anyway, hey, there's some good news. Ethnic studies has been removed from the University of North Carolina system. You remember Saida Grundy, right? The professor from Boston University who essentially said that white folks are the scourge, white men are the scourge of the earth, chastised a white woman who had been raped and said, why are you telling me about your little problem? You know, metaphorically, black people are raped daily and, you know, that kind of thing. Just had no sympathy for her. Well, that's what they teach you in these so-called ethnic studies. So during a committee meeting at the University of North Carolina system, Ron Mitchelson, the provost of East Carolina University, said campuses have good processes to discontinue unproductive majors and they're using the funds elsewhere. And he says, but the budget climate presents challenges for the school to try to do this. So it's the same thing, quite frankly, that government should be doing. Finally, universities are saying, okay, we can't just keep giving raises. We can't just keep doing, even though, you know, if you look at how universities have charged over the years, man, they have gotten away with murder. It's hard to believe. Mitchelson goes on to say, reallocating is a bit difficult in this environment because every time we make a pool to reallocate, it's a budget cut. Warwick Arden, the provost of North Carolina State University, which will see four programs eliminated, said some programs that don't give out a large quantity of degrees are still valuable, including the Women's and Gender Studies and the Africana Studies program at the school, both of which will be eliminated and consolidated into less specific programs. He says, while they're not popular majors at North Carolina State, they produce huge quantities of hours to non-majors. Now, what he's saying is people take these silly classes because they're easy. All you got to do is become a racist and we'll give you the credits. And the people know this, so they stack those classes. They stack them. You're encouraged to take them. They don't give out a lot of degrees. Why would you give out a degree in that? Ethnic studies. I've studied people. Anthropology. Some of the other I get, but I'm going to study people and their racism habits and why, you know, this particular group of people did this. That's the study to me of psychology and sociology more than it is the study of people. I can put people in a circumstance and you won't know whether they're black, white, or otherwise. I'm so overwhelmed that somebody's finally seeing the light and saying, enough of these silly degrees. Enough of these programs of funded racism in America that spit out the Saida Grundys of the world, that spit out the Blakes, that is the mayor in Mosby's, the mayor and the prosecutor in Baltimore. Short break. We'll be back in a minute.
How could any economy not get a stimulus from Obama's giant package?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
This is the Black Sphere
with Kevin Jackson.
Sergeant Jason Nielsen was paralyzed while serving as an MP in Iraq.
The sniper from down the alleyway shot me. 6 weeks later, I woke up at Walter Reed, not really knowing where I was at.
Paralyzed Veterans of America's National Service Officers, such as Sherita Latham, are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned.
I could call Sherita at 11 o'clock at night and she would answer the phone and be like, what can I do for you, Jason?
If someone needs you, you listen to them. If they call, we're there for them.
She worked with my wife hand in hand, took care of everything for me just so I could focus on just recovery and trying to get on with life.
If there was no PVA, we wouldn't have the benefits that we have. We wouldn't know about the benefits.
To learn how you can help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
Three personnel carriers
with 16 of us on board.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away
it was an IED. The first vehicle got
wasted. And those guys took
a huge hit.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
In today's military, women face the same dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But when they come home, women veterans confront a whole different set of challenges, like unique health care issues, or not receiving respect or even acknowledgement for serving in harm's way. DAV understands the problems women veterans face, and we can help. Many DAV advisors are female veterans. They've been there, and they're ready to provide expert guidance. DAV fights to get you the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help.
Mike Gallagher wonders where the Michael Brown supporters are now.
He's saying the hands up, don't shoot narrative was wrong. That was an assumption, and it was a lie. And people went around rioting and burning down buildings and protesting based on an utter, complete lie. Wonder what Michael Brown supporters are saying now.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 9, right before Dennis Prager at noon on AM 860. The Answer.
1, 2, 3. Does this sound like you? Yeah, I know. It was me too until I found my pillow. Now, instead of counting sheep waiting to get to sleep, I just put my head down on the pillow for my pillow and totally comfortable and asleep in no time. No more counting sheep for me. MyPillow's patented three-piece interlocking fill gently cradles my head and neck. It's supportive and maintains its shape, all while being totally machine washable and dryable. If this is you, 1, 2, 3, you need to do what I did and order your pillow from MyPillow. Just call 1-800-875-1996. That's 1-800-875-1996 and use my code word SHEEP. You'll get a special discount and won't be counting sheep anymore. It comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee and has a 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-875-1996 and use the code word SHEEP or visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Eames, host of the Special Needs Family Hour, Sunday afternoons at 1. The Special Needs Family Hour is dedicated to helping parents and caregivers of individuals with special needs. Each week, we'll talk with experts dedicated to helping caregivers and children. As your host and the mother of two special needs daughters, I want you to know that you are not alone. So join me Sunday afternoons at 1 for the Special Needs Family Hour here on AM 860 The Answer.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
All right, everybody, welcome. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. I was doing a lot of media the other day, and I was riding with a guy, and he it was funny. He told me, he was taking me to Fox Studios, and he says, Kevin, normally I don't talk politics with people, but I heard you on the phone and I feel like I'm safe to do it. And of course he heard me being very conservative, because when I ride with these guys, I don't hold back. I figure, you know, if you don't like what I have to say, shut up and drive, right? Kind of like the Dixie Chick, shut up and sing. So he felt comfortable because he was like, you know, I've often wondered about a lot of things you were talking about. And I was talking to one of my staffers about something we were trying to do. So long story short, I told him, I said, as I was explaining everything I was talking about, this is on the way back home, I said, education is one of the biggest ruses in America. I said, it's one of the only areas where the left doesn't talk about the disparity. They don't try to distribute education equally. They glorify the idea that junior college is less than Harvard, that even your good state school isn't Ivy League. Where else could you get away with that in the leftist world? They talk about income redistribution. They talk about fairness and all these different things, the types of food that people eat. They want fairness across the board. They will not shoot for fairness when it comes to education. It is okay to be essentially a bourgeois pig about your degree from Harvard, you know, or some Ivy League deal. But they want to beat us up for all the other stuff. So I told him it's a ruse. Obama says, I'll give you free community college. Well, give me free Harvard. But nobody challenges that. So he was like, man, it's very interesting, because he goes, I was thinking the same thing about my son. He goes, we've set aside $100,000 for his education. He's spending $40,000 a year. So he's going to have to pick up the tab at some point. 40 grand a year. And I was thinking, he could go to junior college, maybe get a couple of, you know, online courses and finish out his degree and have $100,000, you know, $90,000 to start his life and his career. I said, that's exactly what I would recommend that he do. The left has lied to kids for decades, and the adults of today are results of the policies of yesterday. They have no jobs, and many of them, no hope for a better future. They know they are locked in. It's funny, when I rebuilt my careers, I've rebuilt my career 8 times. I've changed careers as an adult. Generally speaking, I've always moved up. I was a technician. I became an engineer. I was an engineer. I became went into sales. I went from component sales. I went from component sales to Muxes, or to telecom, you know, equipment sales. I went from equipment sales to IT sales. IT sales to management consulting. Management consulting to writing, if you will. Political punditry, and I am where I am today. And that to radio and whatever else. 8 times in my adult life, I've changed careers. Oh, and I did, you know, venture capital thing for a bit, which was only a year, but it was a big deal. So I could chronicle that and say, this is what I did, and why were almost all those moves better moves? One could argue the last one I made wasn't the best, going from, you know, a very high-paying management consulting job to making nothing. But the point is, because of my background, I knew how to control my destiny. I knew that I was making strategic moves that were going to make my life better. And even though right now I'm financially probably back 30, 40 years, give or take, not that long, but quite a few, you know, I'm in a better position in other ways because it's been a calculated strategy. So all that being said, the people of today, they don't know how to get around it. And so the ruse continues. Okay, well, since you're too stupid to do anything for yourself, you know what we'll do? We'll give you a $15 minimum wage. Or we'll give you a guaranteed pension. Or there's always that Social Security. And you don't know why? Because education was the biggest scam. Everybody got sold. Get that education.
Oh, you get your education. You get your education.
If you truly got education, it would be different. You're not getting an education. There are people who go into academia who make the system look good. We had a PhD in one of my classes that was about substrates and stuff like this. And he was like, he brought in half the money to the engineering department. He was a genius. And they did everything they could to keep him there. He's a rock star. And there, when you go to college, let me tell you what you get. You get about 20% of those kids who don't even need to be there. They're smarter than the professors. They know it cold. You have about 60% or 50% of those kids who need guidance and professors to explain things. If they're explaining it in a way that challenges the mind, and you have 30% of them that are no good, they're wasting their money one way or the other. So there's 20% who could do it with or without the school, 20 to 30% that school isn't going to help, and I don't know, 40 to 50% that are getting good at, you know, getting some guidance, and it could go either way. They're going to be good minions. But really and truly, it's a scam. It makes itself look good by only looking at the creme de la creme, the best of the best.
Look at who went to our institution. Einstein graduated from here or whatever.
And they don't tell you about the 98% of the people who are nobodies. And they certainly aren't going to tell you about the 30% who can't get jobs. It's like the lottery, education. If there are a few winners, people keep on playing. And the Fed doesn't honestly want to fix the system. Why? Because it pays off so well. They get better and better at selling the premise of education. So the question is, are the millennials starting to get it? And I'm sure that I read that young Americans still don't necessarily like their odds of employment. But I believe they are beginning to get this. They understand, you know what? Education is not guaranteeing me a job. The Bureau of Labor Statistics put national employment at 5.4% in April, which is its lowest point since 2008. But where are the jobs? They're not there. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about that.
This is the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
I joined because I wanted to contribute to something bigger than myself. On my first patrol, my adrenaline was pumping.
I knew it would be tough, but I was ready for the challenge.
Always on high alert. After a while, it takes a toll. I was counting the days till I came home to my family. Finally, the day arrived.
It was good to be home, at first. But then I realized things were different. I was different.
I had trouble focusing and relating to things the way I used to. Then a buddy noticed something wasn't right. He said he'd been there, that there are resources out there for veterans. I decided to reach out. I found resources that helped and connected with other veterans who had similar experiences.
Once I started making connections, things began to turn around.
There may still be bumps in the road, but now I know where to turn.
Find resources and support at MakeTheConnection.net.
Make the connection.
Citizen Link with Stuart Shepard.
We were on the way back from a field trip in southeastern Colorado. You can see for miles across the rolling prairie. We noticed a line of huge storms building, saw a wall cloud dropping out of the bottom of one thunderstorm directly ahead of us. Our phones buzzed with the tornado warning. Then we passed a couple University storm chaser vehicles stopped on the side of the road. A bunch of college students from those vans were standing at a fence, all looking in the direction we were driving. Huh. After discussing it for a bit, and by that I mean my wife saying, "Turn this car around right now," and me saying, "That seems like a good idea," we did a U-turn and parked next to the storm chasers. We could hear tornado sirens going off in the distance and saw what may have been a funnel cloud. The storm chasers quickly piled in their vans and hurriedly headed east, and we went west out of the danger zone. Think about all the warnings and alerts and other signs going on all around us. The ominous cloud of government is growing ever larger. Christians are seeing their right to live according to their pro-life values being swept away by Obamacare. As a culture, we've driven at highway speed right past the storm spotters. Christian business owners are being told they can believe whatever they want to believe about marriage, but they must act according to what the government believes. Our nation is headed in the wrong direction. A government attorney admitted something to the Supreme Court. He said organizations that disagree with the government's belief system will risk losing their nonprofit tax status. That means churches would be punished for sharing what the Bible says. I once heard a wise person offer some fitting advice for a time like this. Turn this car around right now.
You can watch this commentary as a video on CitizenLink.com.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Welcome back, everybody. The government's not going to be able to fool the Gen Xers and the millennials, whatever you want to call them, these 18 to 29-year-olds whose unemployment rate, according to Generation Opportunity, is 13.8%. That includes those who gave up looking for work, those working part-time instead of full-time, which raises unemployment for that group from a base of 7.9%. So more than 1.8 million young adults who've either flat-out given up looking for jobs or are stuck in jobs for which they are flatly overeducated. I should say patently overeducated, not flatly, but I'll choose whatever adjective I want. So it's not good out there for them. Says Luke Kenworthy, Director of Policy and Engagement for Generation Opportunity, young people have seen their economic situation improve in 2015, when while we're glad for that, April's jobs report still shows a 13.8% youth unemployment rate, a discouragingly high number for those who are embarking on their careers in the next few weeks. And these kids have been spit out now. If you don't have a job by now, you're not getting one. If you're looking for employment, because all those millennials have been spit out. And, you know, employers want to give them a chance to build up their resumes and things like this. Plus, they're going to work cheaper. I know.
Oh, Kevin, if we make the minimum wage, you know, $15 an hour, everybody can work.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what. When you do that, I'm going to check the rates for employment of blacks in those communities, and you're going to find out. If you think there was a gap in the unemployment rate before, wait till you see the new one. Oh, yeah, it's going to get black people. They're going to say, oh, I got to go work. $15 an hour, man, that's some big cheddar. My last job, I was making $9.72. I get a raise to $15. Yeah, good luck with that. Those graduating with bachelor's degrees or higher, their unemployment rate dropped 2.5% compared with 4.4% for those with some college or associate's degree, 5.2%, et cetera. I mean, for high school graduates. Again, selling you on the idea you got to go to college, and the more college you have, the better it is. A full 73% of those with bachelor's degrees or better are employed, compared with 54 to 64% of those without the degrees. Perhaps the most important, the median income average of college graduates ranged from 57.2 for those with bachelor's degrees to 85,228 for those with professional degrees. That compared with 37,436 for high school students and roughly 40,000 for those with some college. Selling you on college, and it's particularly if you go ahead and get that professional degree, that master's. You know how many master's degrees are doing menial work right now? People with master's, PhDs, a lot of them. But they'll tell you, oh, no, we fixed it. The economy, we're out of the recession. It's all good. Look at that unemployment rate. Millennials are starting to get it, and this is going to translate into the election if we take advantage of it. Folks, I got to run. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you've been listening to. Get my book, Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism, racetrimping.com. Racepimping.com.